Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. We appreciate everybody joining this special episode. We had late notice, and callers are coming in crazy. We got a special guest for you guys. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Free Letterman fellas. What's good?
What's good? What's good? Fuck with your boy, Fan 007, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan Movement. You already know what it is.
Free Letterman, a.k.a. DRE, Angry Fan Movement, Angry Fan Radio. You already.
Yo, yo, yo. So what do we got on tap for today, guys? I mean, we got a special guest. We got Reed Dollars calling in today.
I'm a Philly fanatic, so I can't wait for this nigga to get on air.
Yo, son, before we go on air, I want to ask you niggas something. Especially, no disrespect, Timbo. Me and Cap's from the old school era and shit.
Yeah,
I saw something
online
that really disturbed me today, son.
What?
What's really good with niggas wearing skirts and hip-hop, son?
Yo, bro, I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, my nigga. I seen that shit, and I was trying to, like, I seen one person win it, and now I figure out, I'm seeing that this is like a new trend and shit, my nigga.
Yeah.
Son, I mean, first you knucklehead niggas out there rock the skinny jeans, you know, that's you niggas, whatever. You know, obviously, I came from an era we wear baggy jeans, and obviously you can't wear baggy jeans like this in 1992. I get it. But, I mean, son, I saw a picture with Jay-Z today, right? And
yes, son,
I ain't saying it's a skirt, but it was mad long, like a fucking apron type shit.
Nigga.
All my Epps is rocking skirts. Kanye.
Nigga. Keep it real. They're skirts. Keep it real. They're skirts.
Yeah.
They're skirts, my nigga. They're male skirts.
What the
skirts.
Fuck is
going
on,
going
B?
On? I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Where did we go wrong in hip-hop? I mean, you battle rap niggas better not fucking pick up this trend either, goddammit. I ain't trying to see you on fucking stage rocking no skirt. Pause.
Yo, when did that shit actually start, my nigga?
ASAP Rocky, Kanye?
ASAP Weirdo started that.
I mean, I don't know if these niggas think they Roddy Roddy Piper and shit, wearing kilts and shit, but nah, nigga, that's not the wave.
These niggas must be traveling and shit and seeing other places rocking it like that and say, fuck, I'm be the first in America. I don't know.
Yeah. No, son. You don't know. You might be absolutely right, Caps.
I think I seen Omar Epps wearing one, if I'm not mistaken.
He did, son.
That's what I'm not bugging, man.
You're not bugging. He went on the fucking View and rocked the... I mean, son, I should have known when niggas...
It's more hard to hear this shit, man.
Son, I should have known when niggas is rocking man purses. This is the fucking new phenomenon and shit, man.
You got all kinds of new shit going on, my nigga. I mean, they got another thing where the niggas are getting their... You know the errands, the hula hoop errands?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Niggas are putting that shit under their lip.
Oh.
The world is bald, my nigga. Then you see the bottom teeth and all that shit through the hole. It's crazy what's going on right now. These niggas be bored out here and be just doing anything and shit.
I guess Illuminati caught niggas mind, soul, and body, goddamn it.
That shit crazy, son.
Yo.
Man.
Son, I saw a picture of home. I'm like, come on, Jay. What are you doing?
So I heard a thing I wanted to ask you guys what you guys think about this. I believe Queens Flip tweeted out Daylight versus Newborn 3 rounds in the Quiet Room. What do you guys think about that?
Stop playing with me. Are you serious?
Yeah. Whew. I'm dead serious.
Newborn? Yo, bro. I got Newborn. I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't want to look like I'm a fucking Daylight hater. Niggas got to understand something about Daylight. We don't be knowing where he be coming from half the time. So it's hard to say that you got this nigga winning. And he's over here pulling this shit out and all that shit. And I fuck with Daylight. Don't get it fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, it's hard to... You don't know what he's going to do, my nigga.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I fuck with... It could be a toss-up in all reality, because Newborn bars are crazy, but I'm not even going to front. Sometimes I'll be worried about this nigga and this fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
Even his last battle. He had a dope-ass last battle. I was fucking with it, like, but... There was a choke up in there, too. So it's like, it kind of seems almost, it's damn near almost to the point where it's like, out of 3 rounds, it's like, all right, he got to really win, too, because he's going to lose one automatically and shit.
Yeah.
I hate to say it like that, but it kind of does seem like that at this point.
Who has advantage, though, fellas? Who has the advantage in a quiet room between those two, though?
There is no advantage because both of them got heavy bars.
Right.
Yeah.
It really ain't. You know what, though? I think Newborn set up the crazy. See, Daylight is so unorthodox with his style. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, it ain't no setup, none of that shit. He's going to do whatever the fuck he want to do. Whereas Newborn, when he be punching and shit and be, oh, don't let this nigga start revamping all over Daylight. I can see him flipping Daylight his name 1,000 times and shit.
Name flip, yeah.
But it's not this, yeah, because that nigga punches like a motherfucker, son. Born to cook some shit up for this nigga Daylight, man.
I actually think Newborn can beat Daylight.
You think of what?
I actually think Newborn can beat Daylight. 2-1.
If Newborn does not choke, you said 2-1, you said?
Yeah.
I gotta say.
And the only reason I'm saying that, Caps, to the point you just made, I don't know what Daylight I'm gonna get, bro. Am I gonna get Daylight
exactly.
And he's gonna rap?
Exactly.
But what if you, let me ask you a question, what if you get the Daylight that battle Rich Dollars? Or battle Head Ice? Cause those Daylights was good.
Yeah. Then it's gonna be a long night for Newborn then.
Yeah, but Newborn punches though, my nigga. He punches. I don't like Countless little nigga. Like at one point I didn't like this nigga at all. It was just like, but when he changed his whole style up after when he battled, who body bagged that nigga? Young Cannon? Oh my god. It hurts my head thinking about that. After that Young Cannon battle, it seems like he started getting back on his shit, because that really wasn't a good looking shit, you know what I'm saying? I think that's what made him turn up.
You know what battle I actually like from Newborn? I like the battle him and Danger Zone had.
Oh, of course. That was a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was,
that was a two-rounder.
Oh, God.
It was a two-rounder, right?
Yeah, son.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here with that.
What?
Okay. Now let's go to the next one. Danny Myers and Chilla Jones, one round unlimited.
Yeah,
what happened
now? Uh-oh. Danny Myers and Chilla Jones?
Yeah, one round unlimited, quiet room.
One round unlimited. Unlimited?
Yeah.
Bye, Chilla.
Oh.
I'm sorry,
whoa,
Chilla.
Now, but hold on now. Chilla's last battle was against Clips, and it wasn't even the dopest battle between both of them, so they shut it down, right?
Yeah. I still think Danny Myers is going to bar his life away, though.
Whoa, I don't know about bar his life away.
I think so, son. I think.
He has an energy behind it, but you can't say Chilla Jones have got no bars. Come on.
No, not a, son. I always advocate for Chilla. Trust me. I just think in a one rounder, he's gonna outbar him, outperform him in one round.
Let me ask you niggas a question. What does outbar mean to you? What's outbar?
Setting up your bars like you outbarring a nigga, like you have mano a mano, and your bars are just on top of it. Each bar you got set up. Is a haymaker. Bam, bam, bam. He's landing punches to body shots and shit.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I mean?
All right. You calling it if that's what outbarring is, then yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Who you got, Timbo, between Chilla? I know you fuck with Chilla, too. Who you got?
I fuck with Chilla, but I think Danny would beat him in the choir. I think Danny would win, man. One round unlimited. I got to go with Danny Myers, man. Danny Myers, my nigga.
Danny Myers' new battle is getting ready to drop soon too. His battle with West Coast Dread. Yo, shout out to the whole UBL and the Facebook debate group. Real shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And his battle, the niggas rocking an Angry Fan shirt too. He battling West Coast Dread and shit. So I can't wait. I'm hearing that's a classic ass battle too. That might be like a top 10.
Oh
battle.
Shit.
Yeah. It looks like Danny Myers is just doing every battle he has. He's just like doing his thing. It seems like to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's not getting the names though, B. You niggas stop ducking my dude, man. Let's get that nigga a name ready, man.
Yo, technically, Danny Myers is PG.
Is he though? Still?
I mean, he just battled Jay. Yo, how long does it take for them to get out of that PG
great
class?
Fucking question, my dude. For real.
J-Rell, but ever since J-Rell, he was just going retarded. So, I mean, is he still PG?
I don't think so no more. I don't think he's PG no more. And I like that question you asked. How many battles do you have to have until they don't classify you as a so-called PG anymore? Like, when does that go away?
The thing about it is the PG title is mainly for URL. So is it like all the other battles don't count? Or only URL battles accounting, or how are we doing this PG shit? Like, I'm lost.
Because, Timbo, let me ask you a question. I don't think Ill Will, and Caps, jump in, please. I don't think Ill Will went through the trenches like these other niggas did.
Okay, that's true, but you, where was that on Mike Murderous TV for mad long? And then niggas got to remember, too, man. Like, a lot of people be trying to say that shit. Like, niggas got to remember that the top tier wasn't really bringing it like that. So that's the reason why. Look, I mean, look at Summer Madness 3, my nigga. I mean, they had to throw that shit together last minute, it seemed.
Right.
We didn't even get a trailer for that shit. So it was just like they threw L. Will was popping at that time. So I can see why they threw that nigga on the main stage. That whole BET incident, he was turning up and shit. So
I have no problem with that, Caps. I really have no problem getting a shot. I'm just looking at Danny Myers like, how many more heads he got to battle? How many more heavy replay value battles he got to have until one of these niggas give him a shot?
Yo, hold on one second. Reed's calling in right now. Calling in right now.
Philly.
We got Reed Dallas on the line. Philly.
Philadelphia. Yo, what's up
good.
With it?
Good. What's up, Gorilla? What up, nigga?
What's up with it, my nigga?
Nah, shit. Yo, it's Angry Fan, my nigga. I had tweeted you that Philadelphia blog I did about the whole top class and all that shit, the whole Philly. It was mad long boy shit. What's good with you? You got back in the ring. What you doing, man?
I'm just smoking this loud pack right now. Fucking with y'all niggas. What's
I
up
feel
with
you, nigga? Yo, nigga, me too, my nigga. I feel you, my nigga. But like, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't like the way niggas be talking. Like, you can't beat John John the Don. I got to be honest with you, my nigga. Like, I don't like that shit, son.
We don't like it either.
But why do these niggas not know what the fuck you was doing back in the day?
Hey, man, you just gotta understand it's a new generation. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can really say, you know, for these younger cats. You know what I mean? It's a new generation. They Islam, and motherfuckers don't respect nothing. So, you know, it is what it is. We just gonna have to come back and show them. No one for it.
Yo, you got to go hard, Reed, because niggas are counting you out, bro. I ain't from Philly. I'm from New York, but, man, I fuck with Philly hard. I fuck with all you niggas. Maury Franks,
New York,
all y'all niggas.
New York like my second home. Shout out to NY.
Reed, it's three-letter man. I'm going to keep an extra tall with you, my dude. I've been watching you for a long time, you know what I'm saying, when you battle Rain, man, all these niggas in South Bronx and all that, this, that, a third. But I'm going to keep it funky. I got John John beating you 2-1, my dude. I'm going to keep it funky. Here's the reason why. Here's the only reason why.
I respect it.
I haven't seen you battle in so long. You know, it's like a nigga that told me, all right, son, the last time I played ball was in 2006, but it's 2014. I haven't seen you play in how long. I don't know if your jumper's still wet. I don't know if you still got the crossover and shit. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying you ain't got it. I just going with John John until prove me, you know what I'm saying, until I see it and shit. That's no shade to you, my brother. You feel what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I want to see how you get back in the ring, how you correlate in this era of battle rap.
I respect that. You know, that's your opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But if you are a fan from what I used to do, just think about it. Just think about it times three. I'm going to just leave it as that.
Yo, I think I'm looking at that whole shit the exact opposite way, to be honest with you. I'm looking at it like John John's has to beat Reed. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with Reed until John John beats him, bro. I have to. He's done way too much. I mean, come on, man. He had niggas running from him left and right, my nigga. Like, it's like, I can't go against this nigga right here, B. John John got to show me he could beat Reed. There's no way I can just rock with John John over Reed. I don't know. Because niggas ain't do that shit with Lux and Mookie. Ain't no one questioned whether Lux still had it. They didn't question was Lux still good. They didn't question was Lux still good.
Not
so why they doing that shit to Reed Dollars? That's not fair, in my opinion.
Reed, what was your last battle, though, fam?
I would say about 8 years ago.
Damn. I don't think Lux and them took a lot that long of a layoff, though. That's one reason I say that. You know what I mean?
My nigga, but see, that's the thing. I like, you know, I understand the game and politics and stuff, but, you know, I don't like to be compared because I'm not them. You know, I'm something
right.
else. I bowed out gracefully on some, you know, I'm chilling. And then, you got to understand, I was one of
the
first.
You're doing music and shit, though.
I was one of the first young cats from the battle, straight from the battle, to somebody to actually put money into it and invest.
Mm.
I had a whole situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Like, that was my reason. It wasn't like I just fell off the face of the earth after I battled Trigger and all that. Nah, I got scooped up right after, you know, and things happened. I was in contract, and it was what it was. But I'm something else, my nigga. Like, I'm sorry,
my nigga.
I don't need
You have a fucking freestyle battle. You got a freestyle that got like a million views, my nigga. That shit still blows my mind. The freestyle when he's rocking the fucking green athletics hat, getting that Meek Mill. That's one of my favorite freestyles, my G.
That shit is at like 5 million views.
Word.
Right now. But yeah, that's classic shit. Yes, sir.
Did you blink, my nigga? My fault. I don't mean to cut you off. You blink?
Nah.
Because of that freestyle?
I don't know, my nigga. I just
my nigga, you know where I'm going with this shit. Your ass looking at the camera not blinking at all, nigga.
I go into some other shit when I'm really in my bag. Like, I'm not a good shit talker. Like I be doing these interviews and they be trying to rile me up and make me go crazy. I'm not a good shit talker, but when I touch this stage, you know, like, it's just something that happens, man. Like, you know, it's just animal come out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like I said, I was younger, man. I was a kid. You know what I mean? Everybody still got that picture in their head. Reed Dollars versus Trigger. New York, South Bronx, people still got that in their head, and that's cool. And if you fuck with me from that, just think about it times three. You know, that's all I can say.
Gotcha.
Yo, real quick, what, how old were you with that Trigger battle? How old were you?
I was 16.
Mm.
16, okay.
That Trigger battle?
And right, like a couple months later, it was New York, I was 17, South Bronx, yep.
Yeah, the South Bronx battle, yeah, I remember
that one. Fuck that nigga up in the Bronx, dude.
Yeah, my nigga. So that's what I'm saying. And it's another thing. A lot of people are like, yo, you ready for the stage? You ready, nigga? New York, my second home. That's home right there. That's home base to me. That's where I started my shit. That's what, like, you got to remember. Yeah, I'm a Philly nigga and all that. And I was doing freestyles. My freestyles was getting millions of hits. But my battles took place in New York.
That's true. I think I see that all your freestyles. I used to watch all you did. I still got the top class CD and all that shit, man.
But Reed, this three letter man again. Let me ask you a question. Do you think? I mean, obviously, 8 years ago was a while back, and you'll be battling probably in a bigger stage and more people. That would you? I mean, does that phase you a little bit or not?
Nah,
I know you say New York is your second home, but
right, that's more wood to the fire. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a pit bull, you know what I'm saying? You know, back then, that's the picture they gave me, you know what I mean? My old head, scrapping my shirt all crazy, you know, holding me like
a
pit. But it's like a real pit, you know what I mean? And now that I'm older, I break down that whole science. He did that for a reason. That was not planned. You know what I mean? A pit bull, I'm actual a dog lover. I own pits. And a pit, when you get a pit riled up, it's no stopping it. So a crowd, you know, that's more wood to the fire, you know? Like, I never fear crowds. I never gave a fuck about what people think. The bitches always love me. I'm cool, you know, short, pretty eyed, little nigga. Bigger, you know, little nigga with the big voice. Aggression, we not coming to play with you. You know my background, you know my city like. You know it's baby Iraq out there. The shit we talking about is real. Like, I'm not coming with no props. I'm not coming to be a character. I'm coming with Reed, and I'm just Reed, times three.
Rex go at you. Rex said he'll take the smallest amount of money possible to battle you. You battle Rex?
I battle anybody. Like I said, the battle that I have right now in front of me was not like, it was just like during my comeback. I don't know if y'all remember. It was John John and it was Surf. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Surf was calling you out for a minute though.
Yeah, John John was calling me out for a minute, and so was Surf. So I started to go at Surf. I put up a little blog, bullshit, just to let niggas know, like, yo, it's not a game. If you want it, we can get it. Let's make it happen. That didn't happen. So, you know, I was they had John John on the table. So I said, all right, fuck it, let's get it. For the love of hip-hop and on the strength that I had something personal with him, because I'm like, yo, you just keep reaching. Every time I go on Twitter, whatever social fucking website, he's there just nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging. So I said, fuck it, you know, let's get it. And Beasley made it official. First it was shout out to Queens Flip, that's my nigga. He tried to make it happen. He passed it off. He got it to Beasley. They made it happen. So now it's known for.
Let's get it, my nigga. Let's get it.
So, hey, Meek, I mean, let me ask you a question, Reed. You and Meek Mill, man, y'all squash that beef, though? It's all love or what?
I mean, this is Philly, man. Like, it was
the savages, I get you.
Yeah, it was, but it was never a beef, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people would be trying to, you know, it was never a beef, so you got to understand the city that we come from, my nigga. Like, and it's not like, but I'm quite sure everybody knows it's like this, Chicago, couple other places, like, we get it the fuck. It go down out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of motherfuckers died in Philly, a lot of rappers, that never even made it to y'all stage, y'all site, none of that. Just you wouldn't even know. Shout out to niggas like Spittage from Philly and all that. But to make a long story short, if it was real, a real beef, it would have been on and popping between me and me.
Right.
So we just, it was just, we made each other. You know what I'm saying? We were a stepping stone for each other. We just going to leave it at that. And it's all love. And I'm glad to see him in a situation right now because it leaves the door open for niggas like me, for niggas, you know, more Philly talent. You know what I'm saying?
Dallas, Reed, why are you fucking being so nice? You used to kill Meek back in the day. You and A.
Yeah, but you got to understand, we were kids. We were kids, man. We were kids. You got to understand. And a lot of people, like, for instance, me and Joey Jahad went at it. I went through it with mostly all these niggas. But at the end of the day, me and Cheek Raw, we went through it. But we're able to shake hands and, yo, bro, what's your number? Let's get together. Let's do a song. Because right now, nigga, we're older. It's about feeding
right.
family, my nigga. It's not
people
rapping
to
hype.
I don't mean some beef type shit. I mean just like. I don't mean
you
know what I'm saying?
This nigga, Meek is out of here. He's out of here, bro. He's gone. It's over. It's over. Like, he's out of here. He's in the major leagues. He's doing this thing, and I salute that shit. But like I said, that's still my drive. That might still may be the same reason I still go. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something old to me, too, because the game knows stuff. Like, niggas know, you know, niggas know what I do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still out here. I ain't fucked up. I'm out here. 10 toes down. I'm out here. So, you know, I'm still going myself. I still got great music that I'm making. I got my own company now, Dollar Day Entertainment. We not playing.
Reed, let me ask you a question. It's three-letter man again. Do you think Meek Mill is doing enough to try to put Philly rappers on? Because, let's be real, there's a lot of niggas in Philly that rap, battle rap, or do hip-hop. Do you think he's putting niggas on?
Yeah, I mean, but you know the crazy thing? I don't even want to speak on it because you never know what Meek got in the pot.
Right.
He might be planning some whole other Philly takeover shit you never know. You know what I'm saying? So we can't even speak on that. You know what I mean?
I'm going to do it because
I
watch hip-hop like a fucker.
In my heart, I believe, you know, I would think that nigga got something in the pot cooking up, you know what I mean, to bring this bitch back.
Yeah,
you know
no shade on Meek. I just look at it like this. There's so many rappers in Philly. Like, if you got if there's one Philly nigga on, I mean, you should bring bust the whole fucking door down and let everybody come in because there's mad rappers in Philly.
Right. But
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's how I look at it as a fan. You know what I'm saying?
Time.
So I'm going to speak as a fan aspect, but I get what you're saying, though, brother.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yo, Reed, we're going to take a couple calls, man. We got tons of people wanting to speak to you, man. So we're going to take a few calls if that's cool. Give me a second.
Let's get it.
All right. We got 860-637. Are you on?
Yo.
Peace.
What's going on?
What's going on? How y'all doing, my nigga?
Chillin', my G. What's the zip him up? What's goody?
Good, Reed. How you doing, my G?
What's up with it, my nigga? I'm good.
I got
how
a question
you?
For you. Why are you, out of all the people, I heard you just say Surf and John John, right? I think you're going to smoke John John personally. I don't like John John. I think he's a little above average in all the categories, you know. I think you're going to kill this boy. So my question to you is, are you back, like, are you back? Is Reed Dollars officially back? He going to be taking battles again?
I mean, listen, like I told Beasley, you know what I mean, and, you know, a couple other people over at the URL, I said, listen, man, we can get a package, however y'all want to do it. As long as the business is right, anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a real nigga, you already know what I mean. If the business is right, anything is possible. We just leave it at that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Another quick question for you. Why you pick now out of all the times to come back? I would have much rather seen you come back for the Summer Madness 2 Return of the Legends versus somebody like Rex. Or even
it's not my call.
Like,
it's not my call. I mean, you got to understand. You got to understand this new thing that they have. I mean, dudes is like, you know, you got 5 months to prepare for battles. You got contracts and things like that. When I was doing my thing, everything was, you know, word of mouth. Hey, we battling next week. All right, meet you in New York, and we was there. You know, when I was ready for Surf, I was there. Everything was ready, and he wasn't ready. I don't know. I don't know.
So it wasn't you. It was Surf then.
Yeah, it was supposed to be me and Surf first.
Okay,
I was ready. Word. You can go to YouTube, check the AAP freestyle I put up. I was ready. Just you know,
I seen that.
It was pregame shit. That was you wasn't even gonna hear that in the battle. That was the battle that was taken. But I'm just saying, like, I was ready. Like, everything be ready, and then motherfuckers, I be over it. I be like, yo, all right, I'm over it, my nigga. Like, every time I say come on, y'all want to make all right 5 months and all
right.
This gay shit. Like, you know, so. But I'm ready now. It's in stone now. It's known for, so it is what
it is. Do you feel more pressure on you for two reasons? For one, because out of right now, as it stands right now in battle rap, it's not too many people that's representing Philly. I mean, you got Tech N9ne, but, you know, he – I know that's your homie, but he, you know, he's not around like that no more. Bill Collector, not from Philly, but he locked up. So you feel pressure that it's like you putting on basically, you know, like for Philly, everybody like depended on you type of thing.
Yeah, it's a good pressure though, man. It feels good. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's a good pressure on me, on my behalf, you know, on my shoulders. It feels good to me because I know what I bring to the table and I know what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about. I watch John John. See, this is the thing. I said this a couple times. I don't know if y'all keep up on this shit, but it's like, you know, I'm not in the battle league right now. Like, a lot of these dudes talk current events and, you know, what happened the last battle with this guy, and they know personals and all that. He doesn't really have anything to talk about with Reed, you know what I'm saying? But I've been watching him, though, and it's a difference. I've been watching
right.
him, though. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You don't give a nigga like me time to prepare, my nigga. You got to understand, when I was doing my thing, it was on site. I didn't know who I was getting. So you give a nigga like me time to prepare, and I'm watching these niggas, but he doesn't have anything on me. Like, I don't have no losses. I bowed out gracefully. What can you possibly talk about? Me and Meek Mill, like, or whatever the case may be. It's just limited things that you can talk about. Like, everything else just got to be on your talent. And I don't think, you know, I like him, but not that much. Like, I don't really see it happening, you know?
You feel that you get the same level of respect as the Rex and the Mook and the Lux and, you know, those type of people, because those are, like, already certified type of legends, but you was doing it around the same time as them. And somebody, if I'm not mistaken, you battled Rex back in the day off camera. You feel you get the same type of respect as them dudes or not?
I mean, all these people that we talking about, like Lux, he was there when I was, like, he was there at Philly versus New York, standing on the sideline. I don't know if y'all peeped him. He was there. Everybody could have got it, whoever wanted it at the time, but a lot of motherfuckers didn't step up. So when I was out there doing it, motherfuckers don't even peep that. Like, when I was out there doing it, putting myself on the line, nobody wanted this shit. As soon as I get, because I was, like, one of the first little cats from the battle shit before Mook went to Rough Riders or anything. Like, this had an independent situation where people believed in me and put paper into me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was ready for whatever, but I respect niggas, you know. I fucks with Mook, fuck with his legacy, fucks with Lux, fucks with whoever. But like I said, man, at the end of the day, anybody can get it. Me and Mook, we got a relationship. We cool, though, you know. We tight, and we businessmen, so at the end of the day.
Y'all did music together, right, Reed?
Yeah, we got a record together. He jumped on the
Mook,
stage.
I see Mook had made a blog about that one day, you and him.
Yeah, I didn't even know that y'all had a record. I'm going to have to go check that out, because I knew y'all was
I'm going to be dropping that real soon.
That's what it is.
Him and the homegirl, Emma Frost. She's from the Bronx.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to say, my G. I don't want to hold y'all, man, but I just wanted to say, you know, best of luck to you. You know, salute to Angry Fan Movement. Shout out to my boy, Timbo, three-letter man, Angry Fan. You know what it is, man. Best of luck to you. I do not like John John. He blocks me on Twitter. He's sensitive. You need to kill me, please.
Mr. Zip him up.
Mr. Zip him up on Twitter, man. Shout out to Mr. Zip him up, man.
Word, that's the homie.
Already know. All right. Let's go to, to 631-608. Are you on? 631-608.
Yo, what's good, man?
Snake Eyes again.
That's the whole ass nigga calling back up, man. What's up?
yo, Reed, what's up, man? Salute, man. We recognize real, man.
Salute, my nigga, all day. You already.
Yo, check this out, man. Yo, yeah, man. I heard John John, man, call up a battle rap arena, man, talking the money shit on phone. That was some corny shit, you know what I mean?
That's what, but you know, like, I'm not into that. Like I was telling them, I'm not good with the trash talk. Like, excuse me, if niggas be like, yo, Reed, you know, get a little bit more into it. But that's not what I do, man. It's just, I guess, you know, from the city that I come from, it's just all that less talk. I'm not a child, man. When I touch that stage, man, I'm going to set fire to that boy, man. He don't even know it, though, you know what I mean? But I like all the doubt. I like motherfuckers. They be like, oh, can he adjust? I love it because, you know.
Yeah. I respect it, you know what I mean? I want to ask you, though. You know what I mean? Like, I see, like, Your mixtape is fire. Readadelphia 3, that shit flame. You got to drop a video to that. Get it on.
I got to stop you real quick because that's the first, like, I did a couple interviews tonight, and that's the first nigga that I heard speak about the music, and I want to salute you for that because I put my heart in that shit, and that R3, that Readadelphia 3, is a serious mixtape, and I'm glad to see that.
Oh, my G, yo, real nigga shit, man. That shit is in full circle in my on the phone and all like that. Get it on. That shit fire. You got to video to that, my nigga,
dog. We definitely, I got the cameraman on deck. Everything's in motion. You know, niggas like us is forced to do the independent thing, but I got the dollar day shit. We got our cameraman on deck. I'm actually about to drop a crazy video. You should follow me on Instagram, ReedDollarsSWP. No underscores, no spaces, just ReedDollarsSWP. I got video clips, trailers and shit of this new video I'm about to drop called Would You Die For It? And this shit is epic. BET Ready is crazy. Album shit against the grain. Against the grain, right after the battle. Right after the battle, known for, we're going to drop that album Against the Grain. So just be on the lookout.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, real, on some real shit. Like, now, I mean, I know you got the Dollar Day, now, I mean, company thing popping off and all that. I know everything's Gucci and all that. But now, I mean, you know you can never be too content. I mean,
for sure.
You know what I mean? Getting stagnant, you know you can always take it to another level. Do you think, like, you know what I mean, touching the smack stage for the first time and could potentially, you know what I mean, do John John dirty, do you think that shit could, because, you know, that shit hitting world star. John John about to get the most views he ever got. You dig what I'm saying? So do you think, like, if you smoke this boy.
That's what we're going to give him, but in a worse way, like, he think he about to get a name off me, but... You know, it's not gonna happen that way.
You're saying like, you think if you smoke this boy, if the attention gets you, do you think this shit could take your career to another level? Like,
for sure. The URL is definitely a platform. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes don't abuse it, and the ones that probably try to abuse, you know, they don't have the music and shit to match because a lot of these battle rap motherfuckers can't make music. You know what I'm saying? I make really dope music and it's just like, I think this is a platform for me. I believe like, you know, me touching this stage right now, baking this nigga real quick and, you know, dropping my album. You know what I'm saying? I know we're going to get some love on this. You know what I'm saying? I know we're going to get some love. We got some videos lined up. I done shot about 4 videos that I got right now on private on our account in the tuck. Just waiting, you know, just humble shit, just waiting right now. Crazy, dope, BET ready looking shit. Like, we not playing no more. We really running with the ball this time. And, man, John John.
You my man. You know you're my man, 50 grand. But I'm saying, though, when you say you got John John being Reed, as far as, like, how? Like how you see him beating him? Because I want
the only reason I said, well, first of all, I said 2-1, so that's not really beating him and shit, 2-1, you know what I'm saying? I won't get nobody.
But you know the crazy thing? I probably give him 1. You know, I'm not sitting here like, oh, you know, he's the greatest nigga. I watch his little battles.
Reed. No. This is every fan, though.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nah.
No, Reed.
Hey, yo, Reed, these niggas be playing, Reed. You can't, nah. These niggas.
I watched the nigga, but like I said, man, like, you know what I do. Like, you know what I do. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I do and you love what I do, but see, like I said, y'all still only got the picture from when back then.
That's the reason why I said, Reed. That's the only reason I'm going with John John. To answer his question, that's the only reason I'm going with John John, because I haven't seen you play ball in how many years, my dude? That's the only reason.
I wanted to elaborate on that, because it's like, how you going to say that? Are you not listening to the mixtape he's dropping? He's spitting.
I can't
flames.
Go off music, brother. And listen, if I go off music, shout out to Hold On. Hold on, let me ask you a question.
So it's like, that's music, and I dig that, but you don't, he started battling. So you don't, what, because it's not going to be a beat? He can't put together no fucking. I'm flaming and what adapt to the
power. I'm not saying that. I just want to see Reed play ball.
You can from my mixtape, you can kind of tell, like that R3 shit, Glock 40 with the 30s in them. Nigga,
yeah, this
dollar
is a dollar day. Nigga, you heard
me
winning.
She
like,
we winning.
Now me, chicken nugget, and honey mustard, and all that.
I gave y'all 8 years. Y'all ain't still in there. Who fucking with me? Nah, really though. Shit, I might pop a Willie, ho. Heard you popping shit. Well, we might pop up
at your video.
Pop up, pull that stock up, pimp your ride.
Just ride with no exhibit, though.
Leaning off that juice, scratching off the 30s. Leaning the plastic, wrapping up the birdies.
Damn, yo, so, Jerry.
Nah,
chill,
but listen, real
chill,
like, you gotta understand, no, I'm just, I wanted to say that just to say, like, I'm not coming up there for no URL shit, nigga. I'm coming up there for my cult fan base. You hear that nigga on the phone? That nigga, I don't even call them niggas fans. I call my niggas, they be like brothers to me. Like, he, everything that I write when I was writing raps in that small-ass room, everything that nigga co-signing right now, nigga, that's what I love. That's what I need. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah, you already know. I'm going to add you on Twitter. Know what I mean? Fast Gang Down. I'm going to add you on Twitter. You know what I mean? Real, recognize real. Like, yo, pressure bust.
All that fake shit that John John be talking about, everybody know his lifestyle, dog. It's just some things that you can't do. Like, everybody know you, John John. Like, I be in New York, nigga. You don't be in Philly, nigga. Like, it's like, come on, dog, I'm good in any fucking borough I go in, my nigga. The Bronx, Queens, niggas like, Reed, what's up? Salute, my nigga, and I salute niggas back. That nigga can't fuck with me on no level. I do it for the street niggas. And I'm not bringing nothing else but that hardcore street shit.
That's what I want to hear right there.
No,
that's what I want to hear.
No props, my nigga. No caskets, my nigga. I'm not putting no fucking suit on, my nigga. None of that, my nigga. Bars, dog.
Well, not me. I'm about to sign off. Not me. You already know Caps, Timbo, Three Letter Man, Yo Ree. You already know Pressure Bus Pipes. Only real niggas apply it. Gnome 4 will be in the building, man.
100, my nigga. We in there. You already.
You already.
Salute.
Angry Fan Movement.
Early.
Hey, guys.
Man.
Yo Ree.
Yo.
This Three Letter Man again. I want to ask you something about Sue Surf. I know he had went through a period where he was just coming at you every day on Twitter. Was that annoying to you for a while or not?
Nah, it was comedy. It was cool. It was real cool with me. Like, you gotta understand, my nigga, like, these dudes boost my ego. They make me feel like the king that I am. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, my niggas gotta remind me, like, yo, Reed, you humble as shit, bro. You gotta get the fuck up out of that. My man be shaking me up about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I've done a lot of shit. I paved the way for a lot of these young niggas. I did it before niggas, and I went through a lot of shit at a young, early age. But, you know, for niggas like that to keep me relevant, you got to understand, I'm sitting back chilling. I'm doing some whole other shit. I'm not bringing up no battle rappers. I'm doing some whole other shit. And you got niggas that still, I'm still relevant. Niggas talking about, really, every time you talk about Philly, niggas say, read out. I'm watching battle. Niggas like, yo, the boy just said your name in the battle. Like, shit like that, it kept me alive. So we laugh at shit like that. I really, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really doesn't, bro. Just let me know that niggas reaching and niggas confirming that I'm still that nigga. And you not that nigga until you beat that nigga. Like, your resume not full. Like, you didn't, your shit not complete. That's why all niggas pop shots at me. If you notice, dog, I left a real fucking dookie stain in the game, dog. I really did. Niggas don't wanna believe it. It's 8 years later. I don't even be catering to this shit. You don't see me host no battles. You don't see me do, like, a lot of shit. And I'm not saying I lost love for the culture, because I love the culture. I just watch it from a distance, but I got my mind focused on something else. But these niggas drawing me back. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, I feel like I'm the king. I feel like I'm the king because all these niggas pop shots. I'm not excluding nobody. I said all these niggas pop shots at me. I haven't battled in 8 years. I really must have left a mark that big, my nigga, and I feel great about it. So I got to touch the stage one more time. For my fans, dog, like, I got you. It's a must. For hip-hop, for the love of that shit, for the fans, for everything, bro. For my city, for y'all city. That's my second home for New York because there's a lot of niggas there that want to see me win. Yeah.
Yo, Reed, really quick, since you've been away, have you watched battle rap consistently?
Yeah, I be chilling, man. Like, I don't want y'all to come off my game, dog. I'm a hood nigga. Like, me and my niggas will sit back. We be chilling, you know what I mean? Our little chill time, might pull a laptop up, whatever. Smoking, chilling. And he'd be like, yo, you seen a such and such battle? I'd be like, oh, no, put that shit on. Like, we watch niggas. We watch niggas. We ain't like, yeah, I'm not out here asleep. That's what, like, when people be like, can he adjust? Nigga, I'm one of the dudes that helped by my bare hands put fucking boards on that stage that these niggas be walking on. I know how to adjust, and I ain't old. I'm young. I just did it at a fucking young age. I did it so young that niggas, I'm still young, my nigga. Don't get it fucked up. I ain't 30. Nowhere near it, bro. I'm still here. I'm just wiser. I'm wiser. So that's why I said y'all going to get Reed. I'm not going to change on y'all, and I'm not changing on my fans. My fans would be fucking disappointed if I came in right now and did some old other to the left shit. I'm not a fucking comedian. I'm not going to make y'all fucking laugh and all that shit, you know. But I know how to adapt, and I know how to play with the stage, and I know how to do this. I got this, bro. I just known for it, man. Known for it.
Can we get a 16, Reed?
Hmm?
Can we get a mean 16 right quick?
Oh. Let me see. Yeah, nigga, it's a special delivery. 100 shot clips to make your block feel slippery. Niggas in red suits climbing down the chimney. But no, this ain't Santa. It's my bloods from Atlanta. Niggas running their mouth. I put the hit out. Free ace, free nice till they get out. Pop the throw rims on a brown coupe that sit out. 28, I'ma need a ladder to get out. Flood the city with trees, we put the piff out. Try to rob me, I pistol whip them with the clip out. Then put the clip in, bounce, tuck the fifth in. Them labels love fake, so it's hard for me to get in. Rap God, check the rap sheet. If they want to sign me, send my check to the back street. Young niggas that run shit, no track meet. Made a couple racks off the sour D this past week. So street like the soul of my Timberlands. Merc niggas, get off. Cold name Zimmerman. I'm shadier than Eminem, you sweeter than Eminem's. Real is rare, these new niggas so feminine. With the eight in my hand, I turn bishop. They say you got the juice, well, where is it? We run down on you, buddy, your biscuit. Dollar, they get the label, my nigga, I am the business.
Okay, Reed. Okay,
listen,
Reed.
Anywhere on site, 16s, battle bars, like, I ain't never lost my touch, bro. I just want niggas to know I'm still out here. I still got love for this shit. I got to do this shit one more time, known for. You already know what it is. Shout out to my company, Dolladay Entertainment. It's official. I got artists. Shout out my nigga Wu, my artist. He's from Miami. You can YouTube him. Troubles Montana. She's from Toronto, Canada. Like, let's get it, man. We working, man. We got the clothing line. We working, man. Follow me. Real Reed Dolladay.
Reed.
Already.
Salute, man.
Hey, yo, really. Salute, Reed. Good looking for talk for corner.
My nigga, you already know. Levels to the show.
Yo,
levels,
when you
gotta walk through the hood with a Desi on my head. And I'm only 5'6", 50 cal, go blow. That's a roundhouse kick, whoa. And we heavy as it get. Governor with the rubber because it's better for the grip. Free ace, free nice because I'm better with my click. And my niggas thought I fall, but I never ever quit because it's levels to the shit. Levels to the shit. Nigga, like, I'm in a better I get. Nigga, I'm 18 in. I done completed every level you can get. Whoa. And I ain't talking about money, because that shit goes, but that shit's coming. Get the fuck up on my level, mama. Look what I'm going to come and turn the brick to a stone and a pie from an onion. 1986, man, a fly little young, and if it's beef in the club, oh, my God, I ain't running. 2-5 in the boot, bitch. I keep that puff on the side like a bunion. Salute, I'm here, I saw, I came, the world is mine, I palm the game, and after revolt, I will carve my name right next to the greats in the Hall of Fame. You already know
word,
what it is?
That's what it is, Reed.
Talk that shit, my nigga.
One time, bro, you already know, man. I appreciate
Reed, you're looking out on the call, though, man. We appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate
you. Yo, Reed, this angry fan, you want to see me following you on Twitter?
Oh, I'm about to follow you right now. What you say your page is, bro?
It is EngryFan. EngryFan 007. You want to see me?
All right, cool.
Oh, easy, my nigga.
All right, y'all niggas be easy, man. Salute.
Yes, sir.
Salute.
Right.
That's what it is.
Damn, we got Reed spitting. I thought he was done. He came back and spit some more. All right. I like shit like that. Come on now.
Yeah.
What up?
All right, man. Let's get Queens.
Hey, yo, Timbo, man. Don't ever in your life. I tell you, put me in with my son Reed on the phone, nigga. You put me in with Reed on the phone, nigga.
You better flip. Come on, B.
You better check YouTube and see who went out to Philly to get Reed back to do the battle and shit.
That's true. That's true. Exploration
well,
number
I
two.
Put me through the slime. Put me through the damn. I'm tight right now, man.
All right, man.
Fuck. You know what I'm saying? You, to tell him angry? Tell this nigga angry?
We got you, man. We got you, my nigga.
Good,
man. I want to talk shit to Reed about Known 4 and all that niggas fucking got me on hold on some weirdo shit.
Nah, son.
I'm about to mob now. Watch. I'm mobbing on some stuff from Queens no more, nigga.
Yo, Queens, you's a wild nigga. You's a wild nigga, son.
Nah. I told a nigga, nah. Read my nigga, man. Like, I'm going to call that nigga Les. Nah, I had to talk shit to him, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to cause some controversy, but you know what I'm saying? That nigga's, he be ready. That nigga, he be on the go.
Phil, let me ask you a question. When you did Exploration Part 2 with all the Philly brothers when you was on the stoop hollering at them and shit, what made you do that, though?
Well, I kept talking. When I came at the smack, let me in Nome, and I got the love from, you know, people wonder who the fuck is this guy Queens Foot? I mean, because Kevin Durant, all them niggas already knew me from the rapper shit. So, make a long story short, what happened was, all I remember, I wanted to see Reed Dollars versus Murder Mook, and that was my goal to make that happen. And every interview, when I did Battle Rap Exploration 1 with Jazz, I talked about that, and she was making her jokes. Mm-hmm. When I did it with DNA and Conceited, Battle Rap Exploration 2, I talked about Reed again. So what happened was I reached out. I think the nigga, shout out the nigga Cole Black, he checked it out. And, you know, we all got in contact with each other. And I went up there. I mean, you know, those brothers showed me a lot of, I mean, the goons is out, my nigga. Don't get it twisted. You know, they could have flipped on me
right.
any minute. You know what I mean? But the love was real, man. I went out there and, it was just real. It took a lot of talking to do to Reed because, he was in his own mentality. But I got through with him. And, because it's unfortunate that Math caused the situation. I mean, I speak to Math about it, because we had the Philly Invasion event and, at Stage 48. And when Math did that, we lost the event. So Reed and John, it was going to URL, but Reed and John couldn't go down. But thank God he's able to, thank God my vision and my promotion, whatever it was able to get Reed back in the city. Because Reed, the respect we got for each other, I'm blessed that he fucked with me, and you know what I'm saying? And, we brothers, we went through our bullshit, but I'm happy that the URL made it happen, and I'm going to be there for the sake, because I brought Reed out in Summer Madness. You got to remember that, you know what I'm saying? On stage with me.
You got stages and shit.
He didn't want it. He'll tell you. He didn't want it. He was on his bullshit, but a lot of, so he's a good dude, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was telling Timbo, let me in, so I can talk my shit, nigga. Timbo think of some other shit. I'm from Queens, nigga.
Hey, Queens, man. I'm from Queens too, bro. Come on.
Nah, don't do that shit again, man. I'm about to block you on fucking Twitter.
Shit.
Hey, yo, hold on. First of all, let's turn this shit up. I need my nigga 3-Letter Man Hype. We got Phil Jackson. I spoke to my nigga Shump today. Slow the fuck down. Second of all, this is Fan Appreciation Day, nigga. Had them niggas calling. We taking fan calls, nigga. I'm here, nigga. Timbo, get on your fucking job. Get on your job, Timbo. What's up?
Yo. Hey, yo.
Damn, oh, man. Why we got to go there? Come on,
this fan.
We all just trying to have a good time, man.
Hey, yo, Queens Flip. Yo, Queens Flip. You know what I just thought about, my nigga?
What up, bro?
You want to give us some bars or something?
Get the fuck out. That's for another show, man. I'm in mode right now. Bars.
I got you.
But that's for a nigga that will give me to do bars on Q. I didn't do bars on Sway on the Sway show, nigga. I'm from Queens.
This is the Sway show. This Angry Fan show.
I know. I'm just telling you that. You know what I'm saying? I'll be on my bullshit.
I got you. Let's get it popping. Get some callers in.
This is Angry. Yeah.
Let's get some.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, hold on.
Get some.
Salute to my man Chris Unbiased and shit, the whole Unbiased movement. I just joined them. You know what I'm saying? I joined the whole Unbiased movement. I'm about to really start. I'm gonna hold Chris down, get him a new barber. Get him some. Salute to my nigga Chris, man. Real shit. Salute to that nigga, man. Salute to my nigga for real. We squashed it. You know what I'm saying? And fuck all that other shit. You know what I mean? I'm team Unbiased now.
You came on the bias now.
Yeah. I joined them about 5 minutes ago when Timbo didn't let my phone call through.
that's what's popping.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So let's watch what we say tonight. Or it's going to be some problems. What you say?
Let's watch what we say tonight about my nigga Chris, or it's going to be some problems.
Between who?
Between all of us, nigga. I'm coming at the whole AFM movement tonight, nigga.
No, the fuck you not, nigga. You got us fucked up over here.
So What you talking?
I'm not that dare you hit tonight. I was getting ready to say that shit. I wish you was that motherfucker dead right about now, nigga. That shit.
Nah.
For those who don't know, I got to an accident earlier today going to work and shit. I hit a deer on the highway and shit. That's what we're talking about right now and shit.
Today the show is about the fans, really, man. We got to
take early.
Yeah, we got to take some calls. We got 239, 234, 239. You want? 239, 234. Man.
Next one.
We're going to Detroit. We're going to go 313-685.
Detroit.
313-685. See, no, everyone's scared to talk with Queens on the line. That's what it is.
Nobody's scared to talk when I'm on the phone. What I'm trying to say is that, man, hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? Today, we need to, this is what I call today. You know, salute to the whole AFM movement. Today is fair. We see a lot of shit in the group. You know, this is not my style to be going back and forth with people and arguing with niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's not my style. If you notice on Twitter, you know, I do things in the spirit of the moment. If you notice on Twitter, I don't argue with you because, you know, to be honest, I'm being followed by hip-hop police. I'm being followed by a lot of things, so I have to really, this is just real shit. I got to really limit what I say.
Are you serious, my nigga?
Huh?
You serious, my nigga?
Yeah, real shit. You remember Stack got killed, Maserati?
Maserati Fox.
Maserati Fox, damn.
These are old niggas, you know what I'm saying? These are old niggas, and then, you know, I do music, and then a couple of shit happened at my shows, and I mean, one time, you know, shout out to my man Vino, you know, you get him on the show, that was Stack right-hand man, part of Riot Squad, and shout out to Chinks. But I remember one time, I mean, niggas hit the nigga in the head in Texas with a bottle. I got in trouble for that. Niggas trying to say it was me and Jim Jones. Like, it's crazy. So I'm being followed for a reason. So I say that to say I got to limit what I say. I got to really watch what I say. But when I'm able to do, like, what I did in the video, I'm able to do that out of jokes, but I have to clarify that it's not over drama. That's why I don't talk shit online. You know, I don't talk shit. I don't throw threats because they watch me. If something happened, I would go to jail. I don't want to go to jail because I'm enjoying life. So what I want the fans to call in and tell us is because I saw a lot of feedback is, who they think is wrong, what they think about the situation. I want all fans, the unbiased fans, they listening, call in. Don't be afraid. Rep your brand. I'm not going to violate you. You know what I'm saying? Call in. Talk that shit. I need to hear your opinions. That's what it's about right now. Fan appreciation night. We got three letter man on fucking in. We got Phil Jackson in the fucking hotel.
Right, you're right.
Talk that shit, three letter.
So, nigga, you know I'm happy as fuck. We got Phil in the building, man. You already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right.
That's what it
is. We're going to go to fans right now. We got 727-288. 727-288.
Yo.
What's going on?
Chilling, man. First of all, shout out to Angry Fan Movement having me on, yo, you know, all day. Real shit, though, man. Queen Flip, you're a bird, man. Good shit having a quiet room. Offer it, though, man. That's one of the best shit, the Raw, you know what I mean? Raw coming out. Everybody quiet, listen to bars, offer it. Real shit, salute that. And I feel you on the read, dog, because you went out there off rip and had that whole, you know what I mean, sit down and had a whole, you know what I mean, that brought them back, you know what I mean, everybody started watching, and read is a problem, people forgot and slept on it, you know what I mean, it is what it is, but I got Reed when he come back, to tell you the truth, because he was a problem back then.
That's what's up, but let me ask you a question, are you aware of what's going on with the whole unbiased
Queen, oh, man, I'm up. That shit to me is hilarious, though. The way, man, that little shit you put on, what you got to do with the 50 Cent music in the background like that? You had the man hiding for like 2 days, though.
I mean, it's 4 days, but yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I thought I was going to unsubscribe because I didn't know Homie was going to come back out with videos.
Okay.
I didn't know, though. I'm like, yo, but... Good shit, y'all squashed it, because, you know what I mean, he do got a little movement over there, you know what I mean, it's real shit, though. He just dropped a little good, little untold truth, and that was shit, you know what I mean?
Salute to that, salute to that, I heard I didn't watch it, but I heard it was pretty good. I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of it, but I watched most of it, and that shit's true. But you know what I mean? And he needs to get on the show. You know what I mean? Just to talk, just to air everything out. It's stupid shit. You know?
You see. Yeah, I agree. You know, I mean, you know, he needs to clarify what's going on. I mean, you know, people might think, well, you guys are mentioning his name and stuff, but you cannot tame a warrior. You see, something that I learned. If you open up, I'm a boxer. If you leave rotten food sitting down in the box for, let's say, months, when you open it, you don't know what's going to come out of it. That's me, and it's going to keep coming. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, nigga, fuck the rotten boots, nigga. I mean, the rotten fruit, nigga. You be talking, you from Queens, nigga. That's why you talking about.
Fuck the fruit, all this.
Nigga, you from Queens.
Nigga, I'm rotten to the core, nigga. You open up the can, you'll get that can whoop back. Like, I want to know. You know, people writing like, yo, flipping them being a bully. The nigga wrote.
No, you was turned up on that show that day. You can't flex. I was on that show, though. That shit was hilarious, though. You was turned up. If you would have came on that day, it would have been.
Nigga,
it probably wouldn't have been y'all squashy, because you know what I mean? He probably would have felt some type of way, because it is what it is, but you know what I mean? It's better that y'all air it out on the other side.
Hey, Flip, you got us on speakerphone, man?
Nah, I do.
Come on, son. We can't hear
you.
This shit is going on the radio, son.
My phone, my nigga, I didn't even notice that. Yeah. So, I mean, the nigga cool, man. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, yo, homie, man, nice meeting you. We trying to get the fans
for sure.
And weigh in what they think going on, so.
All day. First of all, Angry Fan Movement, you know what I mean, all day. And appreciate having me on the line and keep it going, yo.
Salute, homie.
Salute.
All day.
Fan appreciation, you got to say that too, Timbo. Come on, get your shit together.
Huh?
Hey, man.
Hey, yo.
All right.
Hey, yo, Angry.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, man, Timbo got to say Fan Appreciation Day before you let them niggas through, man. He just turned up, man.
Listen to the Queens over here trying to change shit.
Nah,
I'm fucking
with you. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right, we got 504-710.
Louisiana?
Is that 504?
710. Hello?
What's
going
on? Hello?
All right,
next caller.
What's good, brother?
Man, what's good?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
Well, yeah, man, I'm a long-time follower, you know what I'm saying, and I kind of got a question, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole thing with Daylight and you guys. One of the things that I see is like I see that you guys are not with the fuckery at all, right? So it kind of sways your opinion about like certain things, like Lux, you know, when he took the 40. Like, did that affect how you viewed the battle? Did he have to absolutely just kill Hollow 3-0 in order for you to say he won that battle? And does Daylight have to kill people in order for you to respect what he do?
I'll answer the second one first. With Daylight, the only gripe I have with Daylight is this. Obviously, we know that he got bars. Let's keep it real. He has an unorthodox style. He says a lot of shit that's over your head that makes you think. My problem with Daylight is, for instance, you're in a battle against 40 bars. You up 2-0. The general consensus is that you're up 2-0 in that battle, and then you come on our show and say you don't care about winning. You know what I mean? Like that's the only problem I got with Daylight. The only problem I got with Daylight. But, yes, I want to see him get wins.
But at the same time, you also got to realize you see the troll. He does you just like Ebro did y'all the other day. It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But I follow you guys, and you guys ride for the culture. You know what I'm saying? And I see how you guys look. It's almost like the same thing that happened recently in baseball, where they asked the shortstop Jim Rollins, how you hitting the summer? And he said, I don't care about that. And Sandberg sat his ass down. But y'all from the old school of thought where you try to win every battle, win every round. These dudes are different. You know what I'm saying? So I just sometimes think y'all lose credibility sometimes when it seems like you got something in for the guy. You know what I'm saying? And I know you got
for
the culture. I'm talking about this like sometimes the way it sounds. I know you got the best in mind, but it just comes off.
Give an example, though. Give an example, caller.
Yeah, come on. All right.
I'll give you one. The Lux thing. I'll use the Lux situation.
Okay.
Like, it seems like the way you viewed the battle was based on, like, it felt like, because he asked for 40,000,
y'all were part of the people cheering against him to lose. Like, I'm not saying, and I think it was a close battle, but I'm just saying the way it comes off, if you don't know better, people I showed the battle to was like, what they got against dude? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, he couldn't have won that battle unless he 3-0'd him. But it just feels the way sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is,
I mean, hold on. It's Queen's Flip. I agree what you're saying, but are you sure that Angry Finn and them will you sure with the other people? Because I agree. I think Lux won personally, but are you sure you're not directing the question to other people, or did you hear Angry Finn?
No. I question these dudes all hard. I watch every blog. I watch everything.
So you think it's something? It must have been something you said. Angry Finn must have said that. Must have made you think that the decision that persuaded him to say Hollow won was because Lux asked. Because a lot of people were mad that he asked for $40,000. You got to remember when he asked for the money.
Hold up. Yeah. See, this is Angry Finn right here. That was still letting me.
I got you.
My whole thing was the fact that his last battle, we had like the worst choke in URL history, and you kept playing around with the whole shit. Then you want the 40. Then you want the pay-per-view. It was too much for the battle to happen.
But hold on. Angry Fan, hold on. You got to slow down with that real quick. Listen, let me tell you something. You niggas be saying the word weirdest shit. Look, so what he asked for that, nigga? He brought Howard Stern. No, listen. He brought back. You didn't bring it. I didn't bring it. He brought battle rap to Howard Stern, nigga. He had it on all the Z100. Hold on. I'm going to let you say something. Z100. Howard Stern, everywhere, okay. The news, everywhere. He did that himself by telling a nigga his father was a lost nigga. That's what he did. We didn't do it. So if he want to ask for $1 million, he's entitled to, because he was able to bring views and different revenues.
You're not hearing what I said. What I said was it was taking too much for the battle to happen.
You said it took too much?
You're not hearing me, huh?
You said it took too much, what?
It was taking too much bullshit for the battle to happen is where I was coming from.
But how is that?
I'm assuming you coming from my first blog.
I remember the whole thing. But like one of the biggest things that, you know, I'm a dude in my 30s. You know what I'm saying? So I understand your rationale a lot of times in terms of this for 311 man. This was for 311 man. I know how the way he moved. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is that with battle rap and how these dudes are actually looking at it, it's like they're on their last contract. And they don't want to risk it. So my real question to you, and I always wanted to know this, how much do you think battle rappers should get paid? Like, should they be able to only battle rap? Or do you feel they should have to work a job? Like, I saw Danny Myers don't give a fuck about the money, because apparently he has a decent job. He can do it out of love, so when he raps, that's what you get. You feel that. You know what I'm saying? These other dudes are trying to come up on licks. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I look at, do you feel that somebody trying to say, all right, well, look, if they getting, I mean, I got a YouTube channel. It's decent. I got some views or whatever. But so I see sometimes like a million view video might make you $6,000 per million. You know what I'm saying? So when videos are generating revenue, you're looking at it from the side and you count like, okay, they're here for me. So you're trying to figure out what's going to be the best situation for you. So instead of them looking at it like he's just being greedy, it's just looking at it like everybody's profiting off the culture. So why should you not profit off the culture? But my question is, do you feel that battle rappers should be able to only battle rap?
Should battle rap?
No.
You
just
should
be little man. I disagree with that.
That question is crazy. I mean, how can we can't determine. Nobody can determine.
Hold on.
We can't
answer this shit.
Number one,
it depends on, you can't do it like that first and foremost, because every battle is not going to be worth the same amount of money.
I know. You're right, correct?
So, like, you can't expect a mid-tier battle to live off of battle rap. No, that wouldn't be right. So, if you're talking about...
I'm listening.
So you're talking about their top work. You're pretty much talking about the top tier only, because they would be the only people who would actually be able to benefit off of living off of battle rap. So you're talking about them only, right? Now, the whole thing about that shit is this. How do you... You have to judge that. You can't just go off of a humbug if you're going to live off of battle rap. If they're going to make it a career, there has to be guidelines so that they can stay on the A game. That's like with any job. You can't just work a job and just because you're there, you good, you comfortable, you got to do your shit or they're going to fire your ass.
Yo, no, I totally understand it, but what I was saying is that when the whole thing with Lux went down, it was like he asked for $40,000. Everyone said it was too much without no one seeing spreadsheets on what revenue was actually coming in from it. So that's why I always felt
that way.
Hold on.
Let me say something real quick. Let's use URL Summer Madness 2 for example. Diddy donated money for putting up a
okay.
rock thing. Diddy gave money. That's one. They charged $100 a ticket, and there was over 2,500 people in Webster Hall. Now, you do the math and see how much they brought in, not including them because they're getting money off of liquor. You have a staff to pay, and the staff is Chico, Smack, Beasley, Norbs, and, you know, probably the club they have to pay. But they pay in the club a flat fee. So let's say 10 grand out of that goes to the club because Webster Hall charged about 10 or 20 grand. So let's say that. So let's say they made about, you say with 270,000, 10 grand with 260,000, and then they got to pay the camera. Let's say they left with like 210,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now you paying battle rappers? I'm not saying. I'm just hypothetically speaking. I don't know who they paid. I'm just looking from the outside in. Now you paying these battle rappers $1,000, $2,500, the most $3,000, except for T-Rex, and now you made your money back quadruple. So now just because Lux found out. How the revenue works, because with this newfound success comes new people you surround yourself with and new things, and they did the math, and that's why it was all the math that he did of what made sense. You understand? It just made it, you know, cause we didn't look, we didn't know. As fans, you're not going to know initially. You're just like, damn, we want to see the battle so badly that, nigga, you asking for this fucking bonkers price that, nigga, now we're not going to be able to see the battle. But that's selfish on our half because... You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. I had not a problem with the 40K, but now you got to put yourself in the league owner's mindset for a second. When you got brothers like Lux and these niggas asking 40K, and other battle rappers see that, they're asking price now for when Smack calls them and try to book a battle is gonna be astronomical. You know what I mean? And if Lux got 40K, what is Hitman Holler gonna ask for? What is Charlie Crimson gonna ask?
Jay-Z did not quote. Jay-Z didn't quote that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think when he found out his value changed.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me give you an example, a quick example, and it has something to do with views. Like the Hulk video, I don't know if you saw it. It's a big YouTube video, and I'm a trainer and all that stuff. This dude went from charging $25 a session. Now the video got 5 million views. Now he's charging $150 because he seen what the views did. Same
thing.
That's
the workout guy? Is that the workout guy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And if you
niggas
check it out. I got some crazy shit. You can go look up. It's J Mike Fitness on YouTube. And I also hit you guys up, you know, periodically by following the show and everything. But one last thing I want to say, man, before I got off the phone. Danny Myers is the best battle rapper in the world right now. And,
yeah.
Like, now, this is hands down. Like, I've literally gone and watched this man battle in every possible battle. The dude's 34 years old. The dude put in work. And I can tell you, my three that I like Daylight, Chilla, Danny Myers.
And guess what? Danny Myers and Chilla Jones is battling in the choir room in May.
I saw that. So I just wanted to say that, though. But at the same time, enjoy the show. But sometimes y'all passion, sometimes makes people who can't read between the lines and see where y'all really coming from, it kind of gives you a sense that y'all
Caller, what are you saying now? You said Daylight is your favorite battle rapper, so I'm going to ask you this. You said Daylight and you fuck with Daylight, so my question is, are you not going to be biased because you fuck with him hard body and sometimes look at the big picture with him?
Oh, not at all, but I see that he's a star.
I agree.
And see, some of this stuff, like, people don't understand, like, the whole thing with, like, one big thing. A lot of these battle rappers are dirty. They get on you right. They don't look like stars. Goods is a fucking star.
I agree.
I watched the battle, and a lot of these dudes should take lessons. The shit he did to Danger Zone, I thought Danger Zone beat him. But in retrospect, the shit, the way he swags, the way he carries himself, the charisma, he lifts all the shit that really, like, most people don't count. But if a lot of these guys came to battle better prepared, this had a better feeling about themselves, you'll believe what they say. And this is the whole thing with Reed Dollars, the shit that I just heard from him. I don't give a fuck what he rap about. I don't care how he sequences shit. I believe what he's saying. So he gonna have niggas that's gonna just feeling him or whatever the fuck he's saying because it's believable. So when you talk about a gumball, that nigga is a gumball.
I feel you. Good looking on the call, my brother.
Yeah,
salute, man.
Salute. Yo, Queen, so you got Daylight and Newborn, I hear.
I don't have Daylight and Newborn yet, but I have Danny Myers and Chilla Jones.
Ooh,
oh, okay. So Daylight and Newborn's kind of booked. I got you.
Let me ask y'all a question. You was talking about
Daylight,
niggas that are
Daylight will be battling himself in the quiet room in May, too, just for the record. He's battling himself.
What the hell are you talking about, battling himself?
What?
Daylight got booked for me to battle himself in the quiet room. He's going to have two battles that night. One against himself.
What the fuck is going on right now? He's going to
battle
himself?
Daylight versus Devon.
Wait till you see how
it's pulled off.
This nigga's on some Cassidy type shit.
The Palmer's the hustler.
Devon gonna be the regular person. Nah, real shit though. That's what's gonna happen. Devon gonna be the regular person, and Daylight is gonna be Daylight. I already see it coming, but I'm trying to figure out how that's gonna work.
You're gonna see. I can't let it be known. I mean, hopefully you're in the building. It's May. It's your birthday month. You come in the building.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Hopefully we get three letter man to come through too, because you know he don't like coming out.
I got babies, man.
I know. God bless them.
I got the babies, you know.
God bless them.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question.
They're gonna battle themselves.
When fans, one of the last callers, he was talking about who's believable. I hate when niggas talk about who's believable or who's not believable. I mean, come on, B. This is battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously.
Stop doing that. What do you mean it's battle rap? He could say that, nigga.
Nah,
come on,
man. I don't be buying that.
Yo,
come on, man.
Yo, Queen Flip, what the fuck made you come up with Daylight versus Devon? Like,
Listen, man, let's go to the call. I'm going to tell you more about it. Let's go to the call. This is fan appreciation that we about to get in. I got a special announcement later. You know what I'm saying? You know,
wow, this is crazy right here. Go.
Yeah, Daylight will be battling himself in the quiet room.
Wow.
732-763, you there? 732. All right, man. We got 216-338. Yeah. Yo, what's going on?
Peace.
What's up, man? I was trying. Hello?
Yo,
what's good? You're on. Yeah, yo. Had a question about the Hitman and Clips coming up on Chicago.
Right.
I was asking if y'all thought there's going to be a classic or it's going to be one of those boring top-tier battles that don't live up to the hype.
I think it's going to be a classic, man. That's just going to be a good battle, I think.
I don't think it's going to be a classic. It's three-letter man. I don't think it's going to be a classic.
Hitman Holler is the best, one of the best performers.
Exactly. I definitely think
Charlie Clips,
it's going to be a classic, I think.
And pay attention to what Clips is doing. Clips is not tweeting. He's not doing anything. Just know Clips got something coming up. Just you got to pay attention.
Hold on. Let's do that, man, again. Let's be real now. Hitman Holler will give you one dope-ass round, no doubt. And I fuck with Hitman.
Real.
But the other two will be kind of Slim Shady.
His third beat.
Y'all niggas know I don't watch battles. What battle did Hitman Holler have a solid three rounds? Because Beasley, every league owner that I met,
A-Bird,
Hitman Holler brings a crowd out. People come to see him. They said that. His value is high. That's what Beasley told me. He said, when you book Hitman, people come in. So they have a whole value thing that they do on YouTube and they got the stats about the battle rappers and the comments. And Hitman Holler is one of the top three battle rappers that people come out to see.
I agree with that.
I don't know how, you know what I'm saying? No.
Performance. It's performance on Flip.
Okay.
Energy.
The niggas are a performer.
That energy.
You got energy, so exactly.
When he says brother gonna hold him up, niggas love that shit. Okay.
The remix and all that shit. Niggas love that shit. They go crazy off that shit.
He gonna reload the shells and all that. Okay, got you.
I don't think it's gonna be a classic. I got Clips winning that shit 2-1 though.
2-1 debatable or 2-1 clearly?
2-1 clearly.
Clips is not playing with Hitman Holler. Clips is gonna crack mad jokes about that nigga. He's gonna talk about him skating. We're gonna talk about him ball headed, all types of shit.
He's not going to 3-0 Hitman.
He's not going to 3-0. He's not going to 3-0. He can have his little brother on stage. They probably gonna do some other type shit, some high five shit. Pull out a hammer. Who knows? It's Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, pull guns out there.
Oh, man. That's what it is.
Yeah. Salute 216.
All right,
we're
going
to get right
into
the next one. We got
708-510. 708-510.
Yo, what up, y'all?
Peace,
brother. What's going on? Good, y'all. Classic, man. I'm listening to y'all, man. Clips and Hitman is going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Chicago. You know, we all, everybody coming out, man. It's going to be a historical event. And I want to touch on, you know, another thing with the battle rappers and the money and stuff like that. It is getting bad, man. And ever since, you know, Lux did what he did, you know, I was there for that. I was at the UW High Stakes event. It was a great battle. I finally came with a conclusion that Hollow edged it, like barely edged it, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it took me a minute, man. Like, it never took me this long to come up with a definitive winner for a battle this long ever since this battle came out, man. So it's like the money, people gonna start asking for that money, man. People gonna start asking for that bread, and it's not about, it's really not about, it's like, take it for instance, like the NBA. You got these basketball players who want all this money. That's a lockout. Ain't nobody trying to win no championship. They want the bread. They want the money. So hip hop, the battle rap is the culture. It's the fans. We make this what it is. If we don't show up, they don't get paid. So they're performing in the empty place. So they need us. So it's not. Let me ask you a question. It's Queen's Flip. So what do you, since you said that, what do you recommend a battle rapper should do? Now, remember, keep in mind, when you answer this question, that, one, after classical battles, they stock go up. Two, if you was in a job, at your job, after a couple of years, you would want a raise. Probably not as high as them, but you would want a raise, or you feel like you're unappreciative, especially if you don't put in a lot of work. So with those two points I gave you, what would you suggest a battle rapper do?
I would say take what's available. Start there, because it's going to get better, because you're bringing in thousands, hundreds of thousands of people to see you perform. It's
true.
The money is going to be there because you see other battle rappers going up to different levels. You got Wildin' Out, other shows. That stuff is going to come. Them big paychecks, you know what I'm saying, K-Slay. Trying to do his thing with the battle rappers, all that stuff gonna come. But it's like, don't forget where you come from. You from the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When people get paid, they start to change, and you start turning to like these red carpet prima donnas. So my thing is, and I'm not saying no names. You know, it's just certain people that money gets in their head before. Okay, I'm gonna say this. I'm in fear of Hitman Holler when it comes to Clips. I'm telling you right now, Clips is not going to play with this boy. Chicago, y'all know how Clips give it up, man. Clips do him.
You think Clips is just going to run through Hitman Holler?
Hold on. I'm not saying that. I never said that. Hitman is in my top five, and that's and
my
personal two. Reason. He's in my top five, G. And he's been my top five for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm all about the Midwest movement, and I got respect for the East Coast and everything, too, because they put this stuff together in the first place. But the thing is with Hitman is, like y'all said before, the first round is going to be crazy. We
always
know that. That second one is going to be
shaky,
The third one, I don't want to hear no, hey, I'm the dude that told Khan. Hey, I'm the dude that told Owen. No,
yep.
It's not going to get the job done. Clips is going to talk to that man like he is a child. And what Hitman needs to do is fight fire with fire and do the same thing. Or otherwise, that performance dancing around the stage ain't that big anyway. But, you know, Hitman ain't going to do what he do. I have a feeling that it's really not going to work. And like he said, like homie said before, Clips has not been tweeting. Because that's what, Clips is my homie. We follow each other and we talk. He is writing. He's in his bag right now. Hitman over here come off some, you know, hey, man, I got this bus party coming up, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get some drinks and some. Nigga, are you not focused on the battle? Clips is not going to play no games. This is your last battle of your career. You don't have a choice. You in the middle. It's your first time in Chicago battling. Now, Clintman comes to Chicago to watch the battle. This is his first time performing here. He has to win. He has to win.
God bless. And respect.
Or in my opinion, if he loses, Clips is king. Period.
King?
Clips is the best. Clips will be the best doing this. Besides Lux, of course. He will be the best doing this. Oh, come on, man. This dude embarrassed Surf. I mean, we can keep going down the list, man.
Who is better than Clips, though, three letter?
I know Clips is in my top five, first of all. I was going to say this with Clips, is he wins a lot of his battles, but let's keep it funky, though. A lot of the battles and doesn't have heavy replay, and they're not classics to me. Surf is not a classic. That battle was not a classic. It wasn't a classic because the Surf didn't hold his end of the bargain on the battle. A classic takes two people to have a tango.
Exactly.
Surf ain't really say much to me. Cliff and B Magic was a dope battle. I wouldn't consider it a classic.
Why not?
Nope.
Him and Young Ill wasn't a classic.
Nope.
You see what I'm saying?
I was there for that one, too.
I don't think it was a classic battle. I thought it was dope battles, but Cliff was the battle of the year to me last year. He had the most battles. And he only battled every motherfucking league. You know what I mean? Clips in my top three, son. Don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. I want Clips to take it serious and bite a nigga head off and don't kill us with the psych I lied. I don't want to hear that no more.
Three. Who's your other two?
Huh?
You heard me, nigga. Who's your other two?
I got Clips. I got Clips, Hitman, B Magic, T Rex.
Him managing number two.
Oh, God.
I don't got an order. God. I don't got an order. This ain't no order.
I said I want to know who your top three is.
Top three. Clips, B Magic, and Ill Will.
Yeah.
Ill Will.
I fuck with that.
Ill Will.
Right
fire.
Behind that four.
I'm right there. I will hem you up.
I fuck with Danny Myers heavy, though.
What, he'll leave Earth, Wind, and Fire? That's how I groove tonight? Nigga, what?
Yes, sir. You know what is a clip, so, fellas? Clips is so hard to beat, though. He's a hard nigga to beat, man.
Difficult.
Very difficult nigga to beat.
This nigga is... Come on, man. You want a punchline? I ain't used one since Thursday. You want one? Okay, I'm going to give you one. He don't even punch like that. He just going to talk to you like you stupid. Like you don't know what you're doing. Like you don't know anything about battle rap. That's how he be winning. He be punking people. You saw how Surf was dancing around, dropping them lines. Yeah, they were a little bit too drawn out.
Right.
Clips just talking to him. I mean, come on. He got cheers off of what the fuck happened the Surf day. He claimed that day.
What do you feel about the battle with him and Conceited, though? I ain't like that too much. I thought he won it, but I didn't like the battle overall.
Did y'all see me on stage?
Yeah, I seen you on stage behind Clips, though. I seen you, my dude.
Yeah, I saw you. We saw you. Like Clips said on Twitter, Conceited keep doing that damn that grind time type of con. You know what I'm saying? Like his style is watered down to the point where the fans are about to say the punchline before he even lands it. Too predictable. That's why B Magic will fuck him up. Literally.
I agree with that.
3-0. He will kill that little boy.
Rum Nitty kill B Magic. Hold on. Hey, yo, you really think Conceited will play around with B Magic, though? I don't think Conceited will play around with this nigga, B.
No, you're right. He's not going to play around. He's just going to be flat out scared.
That nigga.
No, he's not.
I disagree with that. And I'm not even a big con fan like that.
Oh, come on, please. Let's not act like Conceited was
nigga
no one
be
like
motherfucking match.
Yo, I had Con beating T-Rex.
Son, hold up. You know Conceited was running for his life from SoulCon, right?
No.
He's been running for SoulCon. You know why?
All right, so it's not like Conceited is number one.
SoulCon whooped the shit out of Jay Fox and Con just saw it and sat there with his hands over his face because you know it same thing would happen to him.
Hey, yo,
but let me ask y'all a question, though.
He wanted to cry. Fox wanted to cry right there, he said. You know, people like he wanted to cry, B.
Yo, but Conceited, though, to be fair, though, the nigga has had good battles with T-Rex. He had a good battle with Sue Surf. I ain't going to lie, though, bro. I actually had him winning both them battles. And I'm not even a big Con fan like that.
You know what? Me, too. I should say that.
Damn, Con beat T-Rex.
No, of course he did. 2-1. I got it
2-1. 2-1, exactly. 2-1, exactly.
But that was a good battle, though. Don't get
it. Yeah, it was a good battle. It was a good battle. Don't doubt.
Like this. You know what? Khan might have won the battle, but that's the first time Rex really turned up on that grown man bar shit. You know what I'm saying?
The only round I like from T-Rex was the second round when he flipped Khan's name.
He said
in the second
combat.
Round.
But yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it is, though.
Let's go. Let's go 409-828.
409-828.
Angry
Fan Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what up? What Queens at?
Yo.
Yeah, you been quiet, man. Hey, shout out to you, man. I respect the quiet room. I love that shit. All the battles you put on. But
I appreciate
you sounding
that.
You sounded kind of funny, dog, nah, because everything is okay with Chris and Boz, but, dog, you wanted to kill that nigga on that blog. That shit was funny as hell, man.
Whoa, first of all, that you got to learn sarcasm. I didn't speak to Chris yet,
I'm
my
just
nigga.
Playing with you. I know you wouldn't for real. I'm just saying the blog came off as funny as a motherfucker. But,
I appreciate that,
yo,
my nigga.
Hey, I got to disagree with the previous callers, man. Reed Dollars, he spit some hot shit, but it made me feel like I was back in 2004. Real talk.
Oh, wow.
Like,
you think
I hope his shit translates better when he, like, going directly at a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But he not going to change his Philly way. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to show you guys that he's going to come with ball but still stick to the Philly bounce swag that that's what he's trying to show you. You know what I'm saying?
I respect niggas from Philly, you know what I'm saying?
He's trying to maintain that. He's not trying to be like everybody else that, from Philly that try to switch it up and try to
but
do something
will the
and
fan,
die.
Will the fans fuck with that shit, though? Cause
he's
the
coming
fans,
with – you think he's coming by himself? He's coming with a quarter of Philadelphia known for, nigga. So
that'll be a good look, but
exactly. The only way he'll lose is online.
I got John winning, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got John winning just because, you know what I'm saying, I just don't – because fans stupid, man, just like the Clips and Hitman battle. If you want to get real for real, Clips in my top five. But that's a battle between two shaky bullshit niggas. Even though Clips.
Yo, hey, man.
Hey,
come on, man. Clips my brother,
like
man.
Both,
watch that shit, man. Come on, man.
I like both of them, but I'm going to keep it a buck because I don't know none of them niggas. Clips, he just got an innate ability to just naturally win. He's just that naturally cold. If he ever took it serious, the only nigga I think could rival him is Hollow the Dawn. If he took it serious. But
yeah.
I think he a nigga like Pat Stay too. They don't really just try their hardest, you know.
Pat Stay's nice.
They know they can beat niggas, so they just go out there and beat niggas, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But shout out to Three Letter Man too, though, because I agree with everything that nigga be saying. I fuck with Angry Fan, but Three Letter Man ain't pretty much shit you say I disagree with. Real talk. You like the voice of me when I ain't on here. So shout out to
you.
Hey, but that's my top five. I think Jay-Z said it best, you know what I'm saying? A top five ain't really fucking who's better. It's just who you fuck with, who you like, you know what I'm saying? I go with Hollow. These just right now, because you're only good as your last fucking battle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right up the Hollow my shit.
I fuck with Hollow. Mm-hmm. Danny Myers, Official, 40 Bars.
Official.
And, yeah, she go in every time.
Yeah.
I know I ain't going to get no bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And I still got to throw JC in there, even though he's the only one on the list be bullshitting. But that nigga be going in, man. I fuck with him.
That's what it is, my nigga.
Salute 409.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Yes, sir.
Early.
All right.
Next call, Tim.
Let's go. Let's go 708-893.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
Peace, brother.
Good.
Hey, Queens Flip, would you ever book these battles for Reed? Either K-Shine, Hitman, or Calico, one of those battles?
For $3?
Yeah.
Probably. But, well, no, I'm lying. Nah. The only battles I book for Reed is I will book for Reed is T-Rex and because K-Shine is gonna battle NH. At Quiet Room battles, K-Shine threw shots at NH again.
When?
At the Quiet Room recently.
Oh, they already battled?
No, but he said, you know, remember I started that whole shit and K-Shine said he'll kill NH and he'll put 5,000 on it.
Yo, NH is nice. He's wildin'.
K-Shine might kill NH.
Hey, yo, Three Letter Man.
Yo.
Hey, I know you're a Knicks fan. I'm from Chicago, so I'm a diehard Bulls fan. Hey, how you gonna feel when Melo lead us?
Stop the bullshit, nigga. He ain't going nowhere to no motherfucking Chicago. Once Phil Jackson have that conversation with Melo and throw them a motherfucking 13 rings on the glass table and lay out the blueprint and the triangle offense, Melo ain't going nowhere. And he's not leaving $130-some-odd million on a table, my dude. Come on now.
Hey, look. He's gonna be marketing once he wins them rings in Chicago. He gonna make that $30 million up.
Y'all ain't been right since Mike left the building, man. Even though I fucked with Noah Heavy, though. You already covered.
Hey, but so we giving our top fives, I'm just going to get mine then. I got Calico, A-Verb, Hitman, B-Magic, and Hollow.
Calico?
And you throw Calico, my favorite battle. You throw Calico beat Lux, too, right?
Nah, he lost to Lux.
Okay, that was really good. Okay.
Hey, but somebody need to book that Reed and Calico, though. That's something I want to see that, though.
They was talking shit to each other at UFF. I was hyping it.
But that's all I got, though.
That's what it is, right, brother.
Salute.
Yo, this Timbo, caller.
I want to say, I want to give a big shout-out to Black Ice from Seneca Cartel. She just shouts on the block.
Black Ice Cartel, what it do?
Know what I'm saying? Good looking, man. We fuck with you over here.
Queens, what's good? Nah, I was just pretending to be you, guys.
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, Timbo, take a bit of...
Look, man, we're going to go 954-380.
Broward County.
Yo.
954.
Fort Lauderdale.
You hear me?
Broward County, what's good?
Yeah, chilling. What's up, and your friend?
What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
Yeah, I'm in the group. What's up?
Oh, who are you?
It's Derek.
Oh, so what's good? You had a question?
I just want to talk about the Reed Dallas John joint. I'm picking Reed to win because John getting tired. Like, if he do that multiple choice one more time, I think he's going to lose the battle. Like, real talk. See, I think people tired of him stealing. So I think...
How can y'all niggas say John stole because he took niggas shit and they own shit that he battled?
Nah, son, flip. He does take a lot. Like, he'll battle you and take your shit against you. Like, let's look at the battle he had with
Phil
Collector.
That's not stealing. That's a tactic.
I feel you. He did the same thing.
Hold on, three.
Talk to me.
Stealing is if he takes the psych I lied and then he battle conceded and then say psych I lied. That's stealing. Not
okay.
If he's battling you, that's not considered stealing. You guys got to read.
But in hip-hop,
hip-hop now,
if you can't take a nigga's style. Like when he battled Bill Collector and he beat Bill Collector using Bill Collector's style.
Hold on. I mean, all we got to say is the multiple choice itself. It came from
Sirius
Jones. What are you talking about, Queen? For battling everybody.
Furthermore, you sound stupid. I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
Like fuck the multiple choice, nigga. When you talk about stealing, especially to a nigga like me, nigga, you gotta make sense, nigga.
It's hip hop, Flip. You can't be doing that.
Fuck hip hop, nigga. It's Queens. I'm from Queens, nigga. That's number one, number two. Number two, if he battling you, that's like me and you get into a fight. You come with a stick. You drop the stick, I take the stick, and I hit you with the stick.
That's not the same thing, nigga. That's not the same thing, nigga.
He's not stealing and using it against other niggas. He's using it against, that's not stealing.
The same thing as Hitman. He did the same thing as Hitman Hollow.
He used it against Hitman.
I'm not feeling that too tough, though, B.
Think about what you're saying, Three Letter.
When you say a nigga stealing and biting a nigga's shit, that means he's taking it. He took it. The multiple choice, I understand, because they said Sirius did it.
How hard is it? Quick flip. That's what I'm saying, my nigga. That's what I'm trying to say. The multiple choice was not his, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Gotcha. But he told me he didn't know he didn't know Sirius did it. He told me that his mouth. He was probably lying. I don't know.
Bro, I
never saw Sirius Joe do that. I don't know. Did anybody see it? What is the footage?
Fight Club, but I give him a pass on a multiple choice, but the remix when he used it against Hitman after Hitman in the first round.
Yeah, that's
he just used this nigga's shit.
Flip. It's not hard to do to take somebody's shit and revamp it, make it sound like it's your shit, and use it against them, my nigga.
He's right battling the nigga.
I'm feeling that, Flip.
Hitman just used in the first round, or that's what was corny to me. He just did it.
Yeah, son.
So it was corny because Hitman did it, so he followed him with So now, if he would have did it before Hitman, from a previous battle that Hitman did, then I could say, okay, you was doing some stupid shit. But Hitman did it, so he followed him just to show that he could do it better. That's his angle he tried to show. Not that he could steal, that I could do your shit better because I'm better than you. That's it. If you think about it, he's not stealing.
I'm not feeling that, son. I'm not feeling that.
You don't have to feel
it,
nigga.
I'm sorry. I can't fuck with that.
It's common sense. And that nigga, it's just sense. It's common sense. Nigga said he be stealing nigga shit. But how the fuck he stealing it?
But Flip, if you ask the average battle rap fan about John, that's what they're going to tell you, fam.
Hold on, y'all. What you say? Got you.
Caller, good looking on the call, OB.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to get my Hitman and Charlie Clips, I think. Charlie Clips going to get that 2-1, but I ain't count Hitman out. I think going to take that round one.
Yeah, round one. That's what he do, though. That's what
he usually does.
Hitman does.
He come with that fire round one.
Went on Hitman, but Charlie, he just know how to deliver his punchlines. I was just talking about him. Like, he got that delivery.
That's like what Clip said, he stole Casita's stupid shit, right? Get the fuck out of here. I think it's weird.
Nah, son. You can't stop now. John does this shit all the time, bro.
All right. So just say we tired of you using niggas shit against them. Just use your own shit. Don't say he's stealing a nigga's shit, my nigga. That make
That's stealing a in battle rap / hip hop, my dude. Come on.
Hold on. Three. Nobody scrutinized Jay Z for stealing Biggie shit, nigga. You took a camera on then. He put him on blast. But you like that song, right? You like those?
Nah, he's bigging up. He says he's bigging up his ball. He's big enough to do
Get
it,
the
my
fuck
nigga.
Up,
Jay
three.
Tells
you.
You
a weirdo, nigga.
Jay tells you though, son.
My
I'm bigging up my bro.
Hey, okay. Now John told you why he did it. He think he could do it better. Right then and there. So what?
Yeah, he didn't do it better, though, son. He's not doing it better.
So that's it. Okay, so he's not doing it better. So then he lose. But that's it.
Nah,
nigga,
I can't.
You heard what Cam said, nigga. And that diss record, he played all the shit Jay stole.
Yeah,
nigga didn't say nothing about that, though, right?
Thing.
Don't say hip-hop and hip-hop. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, a few lines, though, my nigga. But, yeah, if you ask the average battle rap fan, that's what they're going to tell you about John Flip. They gonna tell you that, fam. I'm telling you, my nigga.
All right. We got 973-289.
973-289.
What's going on?
Yeah.
That
was good.
Yeah, I just gotta say, about the last guy I was talking about. He's like, how John keeps stealing. I mean, you could say Cliff did the same thing against Surf. He took the whole Cox thing and used it against Surf. I don't see how y'all keep saying John is stealing.
One line, though, my nigga, it's not like Charlie Clips.
Oh,
there
you go.
You want to
make an excuse now, stealing the shit. Don't make an excuse, my nigga. Stealing the shit. If you're going to say stealing, that's it. You got to be across the board for everybody.
Y'all say that he did the whole remix thing against Hitman. It's not stealing. He flipped it on him.
Exactly. How the fuck is he stealing nigga shit? Stealing is using to get somebody else in another battle. Then he stole
exactly.
it. He stole the nigga's style. Not when you
no, you're digging, taking it right from the nigga pockets and you're running it with it. I just ain't feeling that, son. He's done it more than once.
Hey, yo, three-letter man, you a smart guy, my nigga. You calling a lot of radio shows. I mean, about sports. And people hold your shit credit. Think about what you're saying right now. The definition of stealing. Do you want me to get the fucking dictionary three right now? think about what you're saying. Dude, you a smart guy.
He's boring, nigga. He's boring, nigga, shit against them. I just ain't liking that, bro. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you don't think
it.
He's doing it better than him. You think it's boring. That he, you don't like the tactic that he's choosing, but don't say he's stealing.
No, I don't like, all right, then I'll take your lane then. I don't like the tactics then, my G. How about that? I don't like the
respect, my brother. Okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool. I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. Shout out to Angry Fan Moves.
Salute. Early,
already, man.
Salute. That nigga Angry Fan like this shit. He quiet. He's a bird. Angry Fan is.
Nah, I'm chilling, nigga.
Angry Fan, mother.
Caps, what do you think about John John, though, Caps?
I mean, you know what
I'm bugging?
Huh?
Am I bugging?
No, you're not bugging because with the multiple choice, he clearly. I don't know. He said he didn't see it fine. Whatever. But it was there, you know what I'm saying? The real shit. Like, he did it.
Did you see it, Cass? Did you see it, Angry?
I seen it. It was a photo.
Oh,
hell
yeah. Like,
show me the footage. Just show me the footage. That's it.
My nigga, this was not no undercover battle, my nigga. Everybody saw this battle.
Like, I didn't see it, nigga, so I want to see it now.
You don't watch no battles, though, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You don't watch battles, so that don't surprise me, nigga.
That nigga is grimy.
Yeah. You got anything to promote before we get up out of here, Queen Flip?
Uh-huh.
You got anything to promote before we get up out of here?
What's up? Are we about to leave right now?
Yeah, a little bit. We signing off in a little bit here. We got 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to first say, oh, yeah, niggas is ugly. I'm going to start that off. Timbo, you just a bird shit today, Timbo. I'm about to take away your queen pad. But what I do...
Come on, man.
Nah. You thought, come on, nigga. You better research Queen Flip, nigga. I went out there to Philly, nigga, and I turned it up, man. That's what let me stop. I love you, Timo. Pause. But look, the Choir Room battle in May, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people want to know why I'm making an apology video. A lot of fans complain, you know, about the VIP shit and how shit was run, and you know what I'm saying? That we about to switch it up, and, you know, my apology video is coming out tonight. Choir Room Battle in May, though, we got Chilla Jones, Danny Myers, Daylight versus Daylight. Daylight also might battle somebody else. I'm trying to work on two Queen of the Ring chicks and a good undercard. And I also want to promote that my book is doing good, you know, over 12,000 copies now sold worldwide. And I also want to say, y'all niggas is all ugly. Oh, y'all niggas. Fans, oh, y'all niggas sound like Mike Cerrone. That nigga sound like Timbo.
Nigga.
You look like a fake wrestler. You like Road Dogg. Fuck you talking about? Please let him in. You look like Samuel
fuck
Jackson.
Nigga
from,
be walking around
you
like he swallowed a toilet and shit. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Hey, yeah, Sweet Letter Man. Angry Fan. You like Samuel Jackson from Coming to America when he robbed the fucking...
He's stupid, son.
Ugly nigga.
Yo, man, get this thing off the air, man. Flip, holler at your boys, man. We holler at you, son.
Hey, hold on, wait, one more thing. Angry Fan.
What's poppin'?
You know who you look like?
Yo, what's up? What look like, nigga? I got you, nigga.
Nah. I'm playing. Hey, on some G shit, though, Angry Fan, I'm going to keep it real. You know, word is that Chris and Byers got an ill-ass record coming at niggas. You know what I'm saying? So get ready. You know, they coming at Three Letter Man Timbo. He said Timbo looked like Rocky Maivia. Now I'm saying I salute everybody. I mean, you know, we here, we live. I mean, today was a good day. We had Reed call in and shit. I know I'm not part of the whole Angry Fan movement. But
yo, tell something to call in the show, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, I got you, but you got to talk about more sports, my nigga, so I can show it, man.
It's all good.
You're not on your sports shit. You be only talking about sports for 5 seconds, and you leave. You don't
have
sports. I think you need to call because all these ugly battle rap niggas, they watch sports too. But I'm out of here, nigga. Yo, Queens, stand. Hey, yo, remember this. I got one more thing to say, nigga. I'm from Queens, nigga.
Yes, we know,
ugly nigga. All right, nigga. I'm out. Hey, yo, Timbo.
Holler at your boy, Flip.
Salute.
You already, man.
Yo. Timbo, you ugly. You ugly. Come on.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Queens.
Hey, yo, check this shit. I got a question, B.
Yo. Yeah.
What do you niggas think about weed bars?
Go ahead, Timbo.
Oh, shit. Let's keep it a stack. What y'all think about weed bars?
Fuck it, Timbo. You're taking too long. I think they just okay.
They're all right.
Like I
they're
said,
all right.
They're all right, man. I ain't going to go too crazy. I see a lot of people fuck on weed. Salute to that. he got to prove to me what he can do against John John, and I'll take it from there.
I think he's beating John John, by the way, 2-1. I think he's beating John
John. Okay, but hold on. This is what I think. This is what I think, though. I think that he was more spinning along the lines of a beat and shit. I know those weren't no battle bars he had. I don't.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I agree with you 100%. They were not battle bars.
Yeah,
I agree.
Those weren't battle bars. He was actually, like, flowing like he was on a beat and shit. I think when he's in front of John John, that, like he said, you get on stage and he's zoning out and the aggression turn up. I don't think, like, cause everybody's like, oh, those bars weren't all that on my Twitter. And I'm just like, yo, he's not battling. You got to understand that. You know what I'm saying?
I just got to see him beat John John, son. I can't go off on what you did back in 2000, yada, yada. It's about what you're doing now, man. And that's the only reason why I'm going with John John. And I tell you what, if John John loses, I will come on the Angry Fan Radio and tell the whole world, yo, I was dead ass wrong. I thought Reed was going to take it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, John John was going to take it, and Reed won it. So, you know what I mean?
Man. Yo, Reed, you got to turn it up, man. You got to turn it up, Reed. I'm sorry, man. Too many people are getting on me about this shit right here.
I'm telling you, son.
I ain't even playing games. Somebody said, no, man, no Shane Barnes is 1-0 over Reed. This nigga.
Wow.
That's
a reach, though. Ain't they reaching, though? Y'all reaching now, fans. Come on. That's a little reach.
That's a definite reach. Like, yo, you know what? That's because he ain't battled in 8 years. But if niggas actually listen to his music and shit, you know what I'm saying? He makes dope-ass music. Like,
it does.
So in the battle rap world, you actually judge people, it seems like, just by their battles and shit. That's crazy.
Right.
That's why he's the underdog and shit.
Yeah. He's the favorite going into the battle, though, right?
I don't even know at this point. I think he's
the favorite going into the battle. I see a lot of people riding with Reed Dollars.
Nah, but that's mainly Philly, man. Let's keep it real. I think John John is the favorite going into this one.
Think so?
I would think so. You don't think?
Nah. There's a lot of niggas that don't like John John, son, for whatever reason it is.
It's
and
they're
going to automatically pick for $3.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't know.
I think, I guess we got to wait and see, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, but Daylight battling himself.
Oh, man, son.
Like,
what the fuck?
Himself.
Yo, my nigga, this shit is crazy right here.
How does that work? Is he going to turn around and then...
But I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not even that surprised. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really not,
if you think about it.
Yeah, I'm not either, bro.
How are they going to make this happen? This is insane.
They let
know how to market himself, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he's a marketer. Yo, he might have taken Captain Marketer from A-Verb, son. He might have actually took that.
Definitely. Yeah, he definitely He been took that. Let's keep it real. He been took that on a reality.
Yeah. I fucked with you, Verb, but yo, it's like a Daylight on some next shit right now, B.
Newborn, let's continue that Newborn and Daylight. If that happens, who do you guys got?
Newborn.
Newborn?
Yeah, I got Newborn.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Newborn? All right.
You know what, man? Hold on. All right. Okay, I'm going to keep it real right now. I'm going for Reed because he's a legend. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is going to be
a Reed Dollars?
Yeah, man. This is going to be a good battle. I got to see this battle, man.
Nah, Timbo was asking about Daylight and Newborn, though.
I know, but it just don't. Like, these bars, they was all right. Like, I really wish he came a little bit harder somewhat now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I was never a big Reed Dollars fan like that. I'm going to keep it funky.
Nah, I've been fucking with him since Adjusting All Problems.
Yeah, I've been fucking with watching his battles, but I just never was really like a Reed Dollars fan like that. You know what I mean? Like Sirius Jones. I was never a big Sirius Jones fan like that. You know? I thought he had a nice battle with Jen, but he ain't never really, like, well, you know what I mean? So just all right. You know?
Hey, before we sign off, I actually have one more that I just came across. Heartless versus Charlie Clips, July 5th.
Whoa! My nigga. That could be crazy.
Charlie Clips?
Heartless
that could
versus
be crazy.
Charlie Clips, July 5th, Cheddar House, St. Louis.
That's going to be crazy.
Shout out to the whole Cheddar House, too, because they fuck with his hard body, man. Real shit. I just thought about that.
Clips better be careful. I'm going to keep it funky. Hollis did beat Calico. He did beat B-Magic too, Timbo. I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't
I
don't see him beating Clips, man.
I ain't sleeping on.
I'm not sleeping. His bars are there. Don't get it fucked up. But he's just too, I don't know. Something about him. I don't know, man. Well, that shit don't, I think Charlie Clips is going to clown him. I can see it. I can see the whole your father being gay angle for the movie and shit. I can see you. I can see you playing second, third string behind Conceited, and it's going to be a whole lot of that. Come
Hollis got some rhymes, though, B. I ain't going to lie, man. That is a boss,
Do you think he's going to
I actually like Hollis. I ain't going to lie, son.
Yo, what's the
That's
order
a good
of
battle.
The sons, you think, real quick? You heard?
The order who?
The order of the sons. What's the order of the sons, you think?
Woo, damn, good question.
It's Kyle
one. I'm going to go in order?
Yeah, in order.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Remy D, Hollis.
You got
Khan.
Remy D over Hollis?
Yeah, son. Khan, Queens, and QP. Y'all brothers real quiet.
I got Khan, QP, Heartless, and Remy.
I think Remy got bars, though. He just don't be winning battles, though, but that motherfucker can spit his motherfucking
life
away, man.
Yeah,
he just don't be attacking niggas and shit, son. How you got it,
Cass?
That shit is hard, B.
Because Bricks is still with SONS too, right?
Who?
Bricks.
Bricks.
It's over there.
I guess.
And Danny Myers just battled. He's SONS.
Yeah, I know Bricks over there.
I think I'm going to go with damn. Khan be fucking, man. I used to like Khan. I don't know, man. I still do somewhat, but it's just like.
Khan be pissing me off, man.
Yeah, he does, man. But then Hollis acts feminine sometimes. In
nigga ducking B-Magic and shit. Fuck out of here.
Crazy. He does that too. I guess Bricks. Bricks is the best writer. I want to say Bricks. Remy just got trampled by Lotta Zay. I mean.
Trampled?
I mean, he won clearly 2-1.
Yeah, he won clearly 2-1. He won clearly 2-1.
It wasn't close at all, son. Let's not try to save your man.
I like Remy's wordplay, though, son.
Yeah,
he'll take one word
and
just flip it on some next shit.
Yeah, that's nice, but he still got trampled by Lotta Zay. I know you're going to try to. You know,
I like Remy, though. You know I fucks with Remy, though. I do fucks with Remy D. I'm not going to lie.
I'm fucking with you.
I think lyrically, y'all going to kill me when I say this. Lyrically, he might be the best one out of St. Louis. Not battle-wise, just rhymes.
I like T-Double, to be honest with you.
T-Double,
T-Double is nice,
though.
That's my nigga right there. I think he lost the passwords to Remedy.
Yeah, he did. That was a good-ass battle, though. That shit was a good-ass battle.
Yeah. When was the last time Remedy actually won?
Years, bro. He don't win, though.
Wow.
That's the thing.
Why are we talking about this nigga right now? Like,
because he can rhyme, though. He just don't be winning. He can rhyme, though. Son can rhyme, yo. Like I said, bro, if we're in a cypher right now and that nigga spits, I'm pretty sure we're going to be like, yo. But we're talking about battle rap, so it doesn't mesh, you know what I mean?
What? He needs to go record himself in the cypher so we can actually talk about this nigga positively right about now. We're not going to be talking about people who have not done anything.
Oh, man.
Like in forever, besides Reed, because he hasn't actually tried or anything. Like, this nigga's actually losing, so.
Timbo, who's winning with Clips and Hitman?
I got Clips 2-1. I think Hitman's going to come with that first round, and that's it. That one round. If he writes three rounds of gun bars, man, that's it. Yo, he's smash Clips. He makes loading a gun sound so fun.
He does, though. I ain't gonna lie.
So dope. That shit sounds so dope.
He makes loading a gun sound so fun.
He does, though,
yeah,
son. When he was going against
so
fucking O-Red.
Like,
yo.
I haven't heard how many times how to load a gun, man. So listen to him. That shit's
crazy.
I'll
fuck with man.
Yeah,
fucks with Holla.
I think Clips are going to beat him up. 2-1.
Yeah, me too. It's so hard to beat Clips, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking hard to beat that Joker, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Who you got, Cap?
That's a debatable either one. I might be wrong with Hitman on this one. Because what? Aegis's last battle, I'm on
I think that's smoke and mirrors, B. I think that's smoke and mirrors.
I know. I'm trying to be the oddball out. I don't know.
No, I feel you. I just can't see Hitman being clips, though. I just can't. And that's
but
no shade
know,
on Hitman
I mean,
at all.
Let's keep it a stuck. I didn't see Hitman being old red.
I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Nigga, look at the blog. You might want to check the recap
shit.
On your station. Oh, yeah, yeah. When we sat down here, I had Hitman win that shit 2-1 in
nah,
Jersey.
You did, actually. You did.
I had all them Jersey niggas losing. Sorry, Jersey. Serve two.
You crazy, son.
I'm just kidding. Serve two. You know, niggas think I'm a surf hater, but I'm not a surf hater. I just, you know. Timbo, let me ask you a question.
Yo.
Me and Cass, we on a point with this. Who won between Sue Surf and Young L, my dude?
Who won between Sue Surf and Young L? Man, I think I had Surf winning that.
Word?
Yeah.
Mm. Damn. Word?
Yeah.
I had Young L winning that shit 3-0. Not a body bag. Just 3-0.
Who?
Young L.
Young L and who?
Sue Surf.
And Surf.
Oh, man. What are we talking about? What? Who won? I mean, it was 3-0 clearly.
This nigga, Timbo said Surf.
For real?
Wow.
Okay,
yeah, son.
Wait a minute. What the fuck did you just say? Timbo, what did you just say, Timbo? You said Surf.
I said I had Surf. Yeah, maybe I just have to rewatch that battle.
But yeah, you need to rewatch that battle.
For real, son. Yeah, that's when Young L was on his fucking pin game, my dude.
Yo, my nigga, hold up. You know what? I ain't even going front. I've heard other people say Surf won.
Me too.
I've heard him.
We'll talk.
How, though? The second round was mad short. The
That third round when Young L put the strap out?
Oh
my
man,
God.
That was fucking ugly, dude.
What happened to Young L, man? That nigga was top five, son.
damn.
At one time, he was my top five.
Yo, I think L fuck Surf up. I don't know what this nigga Timbo talked about.
Why, son?
Yeah, I got to watch that, rewatch that shit. I remember saying that.
Nah.
I thought Surf won that battle.
Yo,
it was after the Rex battle.
Mm-hmm.
He got shaky.
Yo, he fucked that nigga
up. Biggest shady.
He beat DNA. He beat DNA, too, Young L.
That was debatable, a lot of people say.
And he had a dope-ass
like,
battle that no one talks about. Young L and Calico was a dope battle that no one really talks about. That shit was fire to me.
Who you had one of?
Young L.
Hey,
slightly,
guys,
though. Slightly.
You guys think that him and JC could have been a lot better if all that shit
Hell
was
yeah,
good.
Timbo. You ain't never lied, brother. I was disappointed that fucking battle.
What the hell?
Oh,
yo,
I was
ain't lying. He just sat here and said, Surf beat L.
Well, a lot of people think that shit, though, son.
Yo, son, this is crazy. You gonna make me watch this shit, son.
I'm about to. Yo, dogs. Young L was on his pin game, man. That boy was fire, man.
Who won Russell L?
Woo! L.
You got Young L beating Rex?
Yeah, I got L, yeah.
Mm.
I know it's hard to judge a one rounder, but I just had
that
Young L, man. That fitted, bar, that flying fitted.
God! I think I had L winning that battle. It was close though.
I had Rex, man. When that nigga did that whole, y'all are tripping, man. That nigga
nah,
was
son. It was
now, you know what?
Way
you know, it was a good battle, but like Rex just snapped his seam. Like, man, this is a good battle. I need to go back and watch that shit, son. Both that shit.
You know what's dope about that battle, too, though? It was in St. Louis, and the St. Louis crowd was fucking with Rex, too, though. They wasn't biased or nothing.
Yo, Rex was going so hard in that battle. Pause. Like, I think it was, like, spazzing that first round in that battle and shit.
You know what I'm mad about that whole event, though?
What?
And no shade to you, Hitman Holla. How the hell you choking in front of St. Louis, my dude?
Versus Goods?
Yeah, man. Come
yeah.
on, B.
Yeah.
That shit was terrible. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yo, we about to sign off, though. You guys know you're going to catch us tomorrow. Who we got on tomorrow? You guys tell me.
Yo, we got Big K tomorrow. We got Swave on Friday.
You guys already know. You know
I don't want to say who we got. I don't want to say who we got on Monday yet. You know what I'm saying?
We'll have something special for you guys on Monday. You know where to follow us on Twitter.com/TopBattleRaps, Twitter.com/AngryFan007, Twitter.com/3Letterman. You know where to catch all the casts, reviews, blogs, everything like that. I know you motherfuckers watch that shit out there. YouTube.com/AngryFan007. Be sure to watch all the episodes that are uploaded on the channel, YouTube.com/AngryFansRadio, fellas.
Hey, fuck with me. It's your boy, AngryFan007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement, man. Y'all have a good night.
It's your boy, 3-Letter Man, a.k.a. DRE, Angry Fan Movement, Angry Fan Radio. Man, shout out to all the supporters that fuck with us, man. We love y'all out there. Real nigga shit.
You already know. We got something from Reed's tape. We're going to play the intro, though.
Block 40 with the 30s in them. Nigga, this dollar day. You know she heard we winning. Nigga, this R3. I'm still here. I gave y'all 8 years. Y'all ain't still near. Who fucking with me? Nah, really though. I might pop a willy, ho. Heard you poppin' shit, well, we might pop up at your video. Pop up, pull that stock up, pimp your ride with no exhibit, though. Leanin' off that juice, scratchin' off the 30s. Vaseline the plastic, wrappin' up the birdies. Youngin's on go, packaging a service. Itchy fingers, niggas clappin' if they feelin' nervous. Welcome to the jungle, you don't scare niggas, cause you got hair on your face. We got hair trickers, who cares if you work out? All my niggas murk out, think you shine like the sun and the stars, we blow his earth out. Free Ace, Free D, Nice, Free Vern, rest in peace, Reek and Dirt Bike. Two O's of the purple, dump it in the Sprite. High as fuck, I'm on a 16-hour flight. I be trippin' with the Louis luggage, paint job, chicken nugget, inside honey mustard. Catch me dippin' from the law. Try to ride me, you gon' be sippin' through a straw.
Damn, yeah, pussy, motherfuckin' Dollar Day Entertainment, bitch ass niggas. Fuck y'all niggas talking about it's all.